ask about that. I want to know, how much is it for you to sell me your Fonto
business? I'm not selling my Fonto business, bro. I'm telling you, when weed gets legalized, and I'm calling it now,
500K.
I have some connects in the government.
Jordan got some secret money. We don't
Yes. But February 2022, weed will be legalized in New York State, and this shit's gonna boom. CBD oil is gonna boom.
Cool.
Fonto leaves, papers, all these weed adjacent industries are gonna boom.
So what's the number?
I'm not selling my Fonto.
500K.
I'm not selling it, okay, bro. It's going to be worth more than that, nigga. I promise.
I'm sure it will. People sell before they're full worth all the time.
Exactly. And that's not going to be me, bro. I'm saying is just way too easy legalized. It's going to be crazy.
Matt Industries. If I give you $100,000 cash, you won't sell
No.
Not saying I have that. I'm broke. But yeah.
Fuck no.
500K.
Jordan, stop selling your booty, bro. How do you have that money?
This nigga made $500,000 off OnlyFans.
Yo, dog. Women like feet pics too.
Okay, that's
the Yo, Jordan's selling pics. His unorthodox ass foot. Yo, Jordan selling his size 13 feet is disgusting.
Women like feet pics too, dog.
There's gonna be like legal weed delivery
businesses. There's a niche for everything. There's little crevices everywhere.
Women suck your feet, Jordan? Not women. I mean, I'm not gonna say Dominique because before her.
I don't think I've ever. Nah, I would never let a woman suck my feet.
It's fucking weird.
I have an actual great question that goes with this. All right, so. A little background. I was in a conversation, a big group of people.
Sluds.
Friend, who the fuck are you talking to besides us?
Friendly banter going back and forth, right?
You don't have friends.
Fuck
you, us. And you have Logan.
All right, whatever. Fuck y'all. And then one of the girls, like, ha ha ha, says, yo, to some other guy, says, you look like a nigga that eats your own cum.
What?
Excuse me?
Disgusting, right? I know. He looked around like, is that a bad thing?
Oh, no.
And then there are other men in the group who also looked around
intro
like,
niggas.
Like, I have also tasted cum.
Not
like
intro,
their own cum. So I need to ask you niggas, have you had
intro, nigga?
No.
What the fuck?
First of all, Jordan, get the fuck out of this group chat.
Yeah, bro. What the fuck?
I know. It was a group.
Nah, bro.
It was some nasty. Shit. Because I'm repulsed by my cum. I found my cum super repulsive.
Yeah, bro. It's like even when you're like, Tom, I love you, bro. Even when like you're like by yourself and like you nut and it actually gets on your hand, I'm like, ugh.
I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, okay. I just feel disgusted. Why is it touching me?
Oh, all right. God. Yeah, I mean,
so like when a girl sucks your dick and swallows your cum, are you kissing her?
If I love her, yes.
Yeah, if I love her, I don't give.
So you've tasting your cum.
Also, if I don't love her.
If you don't love her.
If she's swallowing it,
I never tongue kiss her.
It's still, the taste is in her mouth still. Okay.
But you give her a good job kiss.
Yeah, you peck her.
Like, mwah.
I don't know if I've done that. Okay. I'm so repulsed with my cum.
John, you have two kids. You've done everything.
Women hate that.
Definitely swallowing cum. I give that woman everything because if you swallow my cum, I hate my cum. Like, you're God.
Especially if I had a seafood.
If you doing something I wouldn't even touch like that. Come on, you're good.
I don't like.
And it's mine.
I know y'all can't see us this week, but I don't like that you took off your hat to tell me that.
I do.
So I don't take off your hat.
This is a very serious topic for me because I'm very repulsed by my God. I find my shit repulsive.
Yeah. First, lesson learned: to get out of that group chat. Whatever's going on, whatever.
Is that group chat?
It's not a group chat.
I was in person.
Oh, you was in the spot. You was in the function.
Nah, it was.
Oh, this was your New Year's party.
Nah, it was.
This is how you brought in the
intro.
New Year.
Intro.
Oh, my God. This is how this nigga brought in the New Year.
The fuck?
I just want to know if you niggas tasted your own cum.
Nah.
I just felt like
what
I
the? Stop asking me that question, bro. I swear to God. Say it again. I swear to God. I swear to God.
Did you taste your own cum?
What the fuck, bro? Intro, man.
Oh man, welcome to episode 87 of the Imaginary Players Podcast. Me, the one, Mr. Full Disclosure, aka Big John from the East Side Boys, aka Dougie Man, aka John 326. I'm on fire today. Let's get it. First episode of the new year that we're actually recording, correct? Yeah. We recorded the New Year's episode before New Year. So yes, it's the first episode of the new year. I hope you guys all had a great New Year's Eve. Yeah, that's it.
Stay safe,
COVID-free. Hope you guys, are continuously following the guidelines, all that good stuff that the news tells you to do. All right, so to my immediate left, the King of Fonto.
I didn't want to do intros, bro. That was a weird-ass question, bro.
Are you still on that?
Yes, bro. That shit is... Bro, what's up?
But people were looking around like, yo, I might have did it. Like, all right.
Jordan, stay away from these people.
Yeah, please. Keep more importantly, keep them away from Logan. They're going to... Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's it.
The fuck, that's all I care about. If Jordan, if you want to go hang out with cum eaters, go ahead. Like, I don't care Jordan about you, Jordan.
Cum eaters is sick.
But no. Logan, that nigga mad innocent, bro. Mad genuine.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm the king of Fonto. Walter Joel Olstein.
How many cum eaters do you think you'd be dapping up?
Oh, my God. All right.
Okay, nigga.
Okay. Wait till y'all niggas done.
No, it's just this is done.
Sorry, go ahead. Joel Osteen.
No, Walter Joel Osteen Ablo, West Kardashian star, is here with us today.
Star. You got to add star to it, right?
He didn't peep, bro. Come on.
That's
He didn't peep. See?
I know very minimal about him, but I don't want to be associated with him. I'm making that very clear.
I mean, he's a racist, so it's weird.
Okay, so he's a racist, so I super don't want to be associated.
He loves Kanye, so obviously.
He's a racist.
Kanye loves him, too.
I don't care. He's a racist, bro. What's up?
How you doing, man? How you doing? Walter was expressing to us before the episode how he wasn't feeling good. He was feeling down. It's going to be his very serious episode. I was disappointed to hear that.
Serious Walt.
So talk to us, Walter. What's going on here? Is this your New Year's resolution to come here and be more serious?
No. But all I'm saying is that I have... Yesterday... I started to work on the imaginary players drinking game.
What?
That's dope.
We're going to release no date yet, and John doesn't know either. Neither does Jordan. Yeah. But I'm working on a imaginary players drinking game yesterday.
This is the first thing I ever heard.
I know. I have a rough first draft, but that's where I'm at. But yeah.
You niggas must own the title and all that to this shit, huh?
I don't know what I own. I don't know if I presented to anything.
Are the splits?
It's gonna keep me more in the dark than fucking these labels, bro. I signed a contract.
John's worse than Death Dam.
John got me drunk and then sent up to sign a contract.
John's Atlantic.
Hey, I didn't get anybody drunk doing anything.
John's Atlantic.
Yeah, this nigga's rostrum records, but it's crazy. World's crazy. Yesterday I was working out a little bit before I started working on our game, and I was like, bro, I can really feel the effects of the lockdown and being just caged in, you feel me? But
I can understand that.
It's all right. A
couple more months, baby.
Yeah, I don't know, bro.
That's what we said a couple months ago.
Facts, bro. All I'm saying
that's a couple months for me. Fuck that. I've had enough of 2021's not about to do me like 2020 did. I promise you.
2021 almost has started with this bullshit, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, the whole whites being whites thing, I was unbothered. I just wanted them to understand, like, bro, don't be mad because.
How could you be unbothered by that? Because.
I'll explain that to you.
That to a white supremacist is like fucking. Like a power boost, like,
and that's a great question. That's a great question.
We
will get into that introduce Jordan, who's been gone for almost 3 weeks.
He's pregnant.
No baby yet.
He's pregnant.
America's favorite dad is here. Better dad than Drake, Trey Songz, Steve Harvey,
YG,
YG, Terry Crews, Michael Jackson,
Donald fucking Trump,
Donald Trump Jr.,
every single MAGA guy.
All the Bushes. I don't know why, but
yeah.
I don't know, man. Why not
the Bushes? I guess he did 9/11.
Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley,
yeah.
Steven Spielberg. Who else we got?
Your dad. Your dad.
Yeah, my dad. Your dad. Walter had a great dad. Tyler also had a great dad, and that's that. All right.
Oh no, you. You gotta add yourself to it. You in 2040.
I don't have kids, Jordan.
Okay.
That I know of.
That you know of.
That's, I don't have kids.
You've been around the block.
Hey. Wow. Okay, first of all.
Slut.
Okay, that's crazy. yes, but before we get into the obvious news that's going on in the world, Jordan, talk to us where you've been. How's your new year been? People are asking where you're at. Almost as much people ask where Tyler is. So
I'm back, baby. I'm here until the baby's born, possibly. Yeah, I'm just out there being a good dad, you know. Taking care of Logan until he is replaced by the new girl.
Jordan.
What?
What?
Jordan, please.
Yo, that kid is about to get a whole new world, dog. He thinks he's signing attention now. He ain't going to get nothing with this baby girl.
Just bring him to the podcast every week.
Bro, what?
Baby girl? Over Logan? Yeah.
Jordan.
Love him, though.
All right, man. Okay, well, That tells you where Jordan's been.
Still don't have a name either.
Also, tell the people why we've come on this podcast and told the world you're having a baby, because you've been telling us you're having a baby and there's no baby.
Well, Dominique continues to have contractions, and she keeps on contracting. And, you know, when you're contracting, you go to the hospital, but she's not dilated.
Every Thursday?
No, not. She's been to the hospital like 4 times.
He's throwing shade.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm joking, Dominique. I'm kidding.
But low
key,
it does happen like every Thursday. I'm like, yo, dude, you see how this looks, dog? Like, come on. But
it's fine. Listen,
it is other days that she has been in the hospital.
We're kidding. We can't wait for the baby.
Definitely.
Yeah, we just can't wait. That's it.
Also, please be safe when you do go to the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
Mask up, please.
Yeah, you gotta be safe, too, because I'm right next to you, and you get COVID, I get COVID.
That's what I said.
All right, be safe.
That
so you be
for
safe.
You, for me.
All right, good.
Please.
You be the only reason I can't go to the hospital, and I'm the only person that could go to the hospital with Dominique.
Okay, you're also flip reverse. Oh, no. I'm very careful, bro.
Good. Yeah. Good job. She's worried about you, dogs.
Is she worried or she hates Walter?
Both.
I mean, I've had several people ask me, bro, how do you not have COVID yet? Several people. What? And I get the same answer every time. I really am cautious, bro. I do not. I look like I come in the house and I dead don't touch shit until I wash my hands.
Yo.
It doesn't matter what I have to do. I don't touch anything.
Yo. Hey, Walter.
Nah, bro. I'm dead serious,
good,
bro.
Good. So I can tell Dominique that, and her worries will be lessened.
No, it won't. It won't. Yeah, I feel like at this point, they know me at the testing center. They, John, you here for your test? Yeah, man. What's going on? So here I am.
But baby's coming really, really soon. Probably in the next couple.
Have we decided on a name?
Absolutely not.
Bruh.
It's Jonica, nigga.
What the fuck is that?
What is that?
That's the name.
Jonica?
Y'all know the vibes.
No, we don't.
I don't know that vibe at all.
Y'all niggas hate, man.
No, I'm just being real.
Okay, whatever. when y'all see it.
We got a list of names, but Dominique has to narrow it down. It's completely up to her, honestly. It's up to her. But I mean, that's why, you know, women are undecisive, you know, so.
Wow.
Okay, Jordan. Look at nigga try to lower his voice. Oh, you know, so.
You know, it's going to take some time.
Well, listen, what'd you do for New Year's, Jordan? Nothing?
Sleep.
Great. Like an old dad.
Some reason, Logan did wake up at 11:58, though.
And then went back to bed?
Went back to bed at like 12:05. So he woke us up for the new year. So shout out to him.
Yo, you're pregnant or Dominique's pregnant?
That sounds depressing. Or beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Or beautiful.
Shout out to him. Love him.
Yeah, me and Walter were out of town. You know, we had a good time. We were safe. And yeah, that's that.
That's it.
The world is closed, bro. And like, honestly, that's all it is. The world's closed. We got to see our friends. That's it.
All right.
That's it. The world's closed. That's it. We have no exciting.
Y'all
story.
Meet up with your DC hoes?
Nope.
I don't have any DC hoes.
Yeah.
None at all.
There's no sneaky links when it's virus outside.
Yeah, coronavirus, bro. We stayed in the house, played 2K a lot.
Even at the okay. Even the sneaky links that may possibly hit your phone. Bro, I'm not. I can't link you randomly.
I don't know where you've been.
I don't know where you've been, bro. That's just mad scary,
and if
bro.
You hit me up as a sneaky link, there's another sneaky link there. There's another sneaky link.
Wow.
I'm not your only sneaky
wow,
link.
Wow, John.
And like...
I'm your New York sneaky link because my accent's different to you.
Because my accent's different to you.
And that excites you.
They do love a New York accent. Not that I would know, though.
Maybe alternate universe, you.
Maybe same.
Jordan. yo, have the girls y'all like told y'all their New Year's resolutions? I hate when you niggas get on this podcast and be silent. The girls y'all like.
I
well, not you,
it.
Jordan. You
not
have a
yet.
You
like,
have a
I'm here.
Your family. You have a family. I don't know what to say about Walt. So,
I don't know.
I guess I'm the only person here. All right, listen,
yeah,
I'm a pod. Feel like the girls that you like. And I'm emphasizing
you.
The girls you like. They always want.
They want to see you more.
No, their New Year's resolution, like, but you got to, like, pretend it's fire. They have New Year's resolution, you got to pretend it's fire.
Oh, go to the gym more.
Oh, no, I'm going to go
but
to the gym.
But she'll never do that.
More. I'm like, and then I go, yo, you show up.
I mean, eat better. She's still going to McDonald's.
Oh my God, girls that eat McDonald's.
Who do you know who eats McDonald's?
I hate chicken you'd be nuggets. I love chicken nuggets. I know what you're talking about. I hate how y'all niggas come on here and shame McDonald's, dog.
Bro, we have to, bro.
We are 30, Jordan.
You have Checkers. That's you just came in here with Checkers.
I did have Checkers. First of all, Checkers is better than McDonald's.
What?
Yes. McDonald's was constructed to destroy the black community.
Oh my God.
Okay. That and crack.
Ronald Reagan did all that shit, huh?
Shout out to him.
Ronald McDonald.
Why am I shouting Ronald McDonald?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Why am I shouting Ronald?
Jesus Christ.
But now I want to know, like, what are the New Year's resolutions, like, y'all girls, you like, tell you? Because, like I said, I always get the gym, salad, and then she goes, like, then they get to the emotional stuff. Because they always tell you the basic shit.
Yeah.
Yo, I want to go to the gym. Like I said, I want to drink green juices now.
Mm-hmm. They say, I want to find my inner me.
Yes.
My inner self.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I want to be more in tune with who I am as
yes.
a person. Yeah, I hate that shit. Don't tell me what you want to be in tune with.
So,
I don't give a fuck.
Do they ever really get in tune, and what does that look like? I'll tell you what it looks like to me.
What does it look like to you?
Going through my phone.
That's nasty.
Going through my text.
They just want that piece that you ain't texting nobody else.
Yeah, that's them, okay. That's them being in tune.
Okay.
Going
I can see
my
that.
Text messages. That's it.
I can see that.
Mm, oh, no. Y'all fine. Y'all don't have none of these experiences.
No, that's cool. Let's move on.
Nothing ever happens to y'all.
Like, back in the day, I'd just be like, yo, do what you got to do. I know by January 17th, it was all done for. I was good.
I don't know yet. What does that have to do with anything?
Back in the day. I'm talking about back in the day.
Yeah, but what happens
in that tries to better herself for the first 17 days of January.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then she realizes, oh, he doesn't really care that much, so.
I see.
Back to what I was doing before.
My New Year's resolution ever be to leave you?
That doesn't work. Why would that work? That's a terrible one.
And that'd be to leave you, and then you'd be like, oh, it's January 21st, you're still here?
And they'd be like, I need to cut out all the stress in my life, and you're part of it?
Oh, yeah.
You're the main source of it?
Yeah, that's they saw that shit in December.
They might leave for a day, maybe a week, tops. I'll get a text, hey, how you doing? Or I might text them, hey, big head.
Jordan.
Oh, anyone who says, hey, big, you're the most toxic person in the world. That's a nasty text message.
I love toxic Jordan.
Hey, love.
I think the woman that I like, her resolution was to be a better partner and to, like, always. I feel like women always say, I'm trying to love you in the way you need to be loved. Like,
that's some bullshit.
Exactly.
What a loser.
Exactly.
That's some bullshit.
I've heard that several times over the years.
I need to love you how you want. All right, get out of my face.
Yeah, that's pretty
much.
You
know what I want. You give me bad gifts, too. Shit.
What's my favorite color? You don't know.
That's a fact. Girls don't know anything about us.
No, they don't. They don't.
And they have the nerve.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Well, I mean, listen, man. Welcome to our world. Happy New Year, y'all. I hope you guys had a great New Year. Like I said before. Let's get into the obvious stuff, the sad stuff that's going on. Well, as I said, Walter thinks it's sad. I think, yes, the fact that our democracy is being threatened is shitty. And the fact that you can see, like, how unequal the world is right now is super shitty. But it also, I think this is a time where not the first time, but the most apparent time that white America has had to look itself in the face.
That's a fact.
I think that you're watching a place where you feel like a sanctuary be broken into by people that look like you. So I think this is the first time.
And one of the supposedly heavily guarded, secure places in this whole country.
If you ever go to D.C. and you walk by that building on a regular Tuesday,
you can't get 4 steps
up. Yeah, you cannot get anywhere near that place. So the fact that people stormed this place and broke windows and somebody was killed, it is forcing these people to take a look at themselves and really take a step back and say, wow, this is fucking crazy. And a lot of them are saying, yo, if these people were black, something would have happened to them
easily.
And I'm fortunate that we stayed out of white people's business. That nobody that looked like me was killed.
Yep.
We stayed out of white people's business. And that's what, when I say, yo, it is what it is, I'm cool I'm going to let y'all argue with each other because that's what these last 4 years have been for us. Chaos, hell, disruption, you know. That's what it's been. So who am I to sit here and be like, yo, this is so awful and terrible? This, white America got to look itself in the face.
Yeah.
Because some shit that you like is fucked up. You got to look yourself in the mirror and say, hey, I've contributed to this.
Yeah. I honestly don't think one person in this country can look at this situation and not realize that there's a lack of equality in this country. There's a lack of accountability in this country. You can't see what happened a couple months back with the Black Lives Matter movement and then look at this and say police treat everybody the same.
Yeah.
Even different districts of police, even different states. This is the capital of the United States of America.
Facts. Right?
And for police to, yeah, they were in some riot gear. The National Guard was even called. This was a planned thing. Like, white people knew this shit was happening for months, right? So that means the government definitely caught one of this. Definitely should have been more prepared than it was. But to see police officers in riot gear, behind barricades, taking selfies with rioters, letting them in, opening barricades to actually let them into the area where they can even get into this building, yeah, climb walls, do all this extra shit, take a podium, sit at Nancy Pelosi's desk, take mail off her desk.
It's
just disgusting. Yeah, to sit where the vice president sits when the Senate does their shit. This is disgusting.
On the floor.
It's disgusting. This is just as the Black Lives Matter protest, which were peaceful protests. Mm-hmm. They came with tear gas, riot gear, tanks. The fucking National Guard was already in place with guns in hand. Like, they didn't get anywhere near those steps.
I learned nothing new yesterday. Yesterday taught me
black people, we learned
nothing new.
We know, but this white is for
have,
white people.
White people have privilege.
Who's
simple?
Yeah,
that's all that yesterday taught me. White people have privilege. How long am I going to get mad about that? Like, not that until we do something. At the end of the day, America needs to look itself in the mirror. You guys need to see how you guys look to us, and that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, kill your own people. Yes, complain about a cop shooting somebody else that is unarmed. Whatever. What, we didn't break into federal buildings. We lost people because of cigarettes.
Domestic.
We lost
terrorists.
People because of bad checks, $20. Mm-hmm. So yes, if you are breaking into a federal building and you caught a stray bullet, I'm sorry, I'm not about to sit here and I don't know your name and I'm not going to say it.
We lost black men because they had a Skittles in their pocket.
Skittles in their pockets. So I'm not about to sit here and I don't know, bro. This is our reality. Unfortunately, you guys are now realizing it. I would love for nobody to be killed. I would love for nobody to get hurt. That is the ideal world, but that's not the world we live in. Sometimes you have to break things down for them to be lifted up. At the end of the day, we need to look ourselves, well, America needs to look itself in the mirror because we haven't been a part of this American system for a very long time. So for me to sit here and look at yesterday, I'm saying to my mother, like, yo, bro, this is regular shit.
As a black community, I feel like we all understood what was happening. We
like,
also,
bro,
like,
this is what it is.
This is for the white people who still don't believe. These are for the Senate who were in that area still pleading for the president to say, yo, stop these people because my life is in danger right now. Listen, and he don't care about them.
Listen, it is what it is for me. Like, rest in peace to the young lady that was killed. Like I said, I'm not going to say her name. I don't know her name. I didn't look it up for this podcast because at the end of the day, you, like they tell us.
No, she died.
You were committing a crime.
She died committing a federal crime.
Like you said, that they tell us.
She was a domestic terrorist.
But rest in peace to you because nobody deserves to lose their life. But, you know, yesterday it just was like, this is America. Now America is America against itself. Like, it's just America against itself. I'm going to be mad that because it was black people that killed us. Well,
yo.
Here we are. I'm watching the House reconvene after, and a bunch of just old white men arguing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, if you niggas don't go home and get your inhalers.
I'm behind a new law that should state that these niggas have to retire at a certain age. Because these niggas all look like they about to.
Reasoning ass niggas don't take your asses home.
They need to be in ICU. Like, something's wrong with all of them.
Like, now you guys realize this?
There needs to be a retiring age, because we, as a country, cannot move forward if we're still being governed by people of lost generations.
That's a fact. I 100% agree.
It doesn't make sense. Like, how a nigga can't even use a computer, but he wants to make laws.
I hear you.
Like, I honestly don't understand why we don't have a system in place where lawmakers
have to retire.
Have to retire.
Yeah, but they also know that it would be in favor of, like, liberals, because
young. Liberals are younger, but that's moving a freaking country forward. You have to let, at some point, you have to let a generation under you take over.
Not according to this world. Not according to what we're seeing right now.
It's just sad.
But I ain't tripping, man. At the end of the day, I know the world I live in. I know my reality. Every day I step out my house, it is what it is. We can control. We can control. Y'all president. It's almost time. Hopefully, I'll get him out.
What is it, 14 safely, days now?
Yeah, safely, peacefully. Yeah, safely, peacefully. Hopefully, y'all get him out. You know what I mean? But that sounds like, honestly, a bunch of y'all business. I'm going to be here watching y'all deal with y'all business until my new president gets in office. Whatever the whites are doing, I'm going to mind my motherfucking business. You guys want to fight and punch each other in the face? You fucking thugs. You fucking hooligans. You fucking gangsters. I don't live by that. I live by the law over here. Kiss my black ass. That's that. Walter, anything? You see what you're pondering?
Yeah. It was just a lot to digest, a lot to process. And I've seen, primarily through Black Twitter, shout out Black Twitter for their good moments, but people saying it's America being America, it's white peopling, it's all that stuff. But if those many people can congregate and communicate and strategically plan an act of terror on a federal building, like, what else are they capable of? Like, it's, and the fact that the government is in cahoots with them and is allowing that communication and seeing these messages and not stopping it or not trying to prevent it, like, that's where my mind's at. Like, what if they start attacking HBCUs? What if they start attacking, like, if they have that much power and corruption to mobilize and attack in a strategic way, like, that's just kind of crazy. Like, that's where my mind went. Like, that has never happened in U.S. history. Even with the North and the South, the Confederates never got to the Capitol building and got inside. Like, that is some next level shit. So, like, yes, most white people are savages, but, like, that shit made me think, like, what the fuck else can they do if anyone is powerful when they're backed by the government? Like, as you said, there were federal agents and officers who were aiding them in the process of breaking into the Capitol building. So, like, that, I mean, We have a bunch of friends and family out in D.C., the DMV area. Please be safe. Please stay inside until this shit really blows over. But, yeah, I wouldn't say I expected it. I mean, I wouldn't put it past white people for sure.
White people do anything.
That's what I'm saying. They'll do anything because of white privilege. But, like, on the flip side of it, like, what if this is only attack one? Like, what if they must have been congregating in the most white places ever, like at, like, NASCAR rallies. They had meetings at like Whole Foods.
Monster truck
rally, like
Arby's.
I don't know, Arby's.
Yeah, with Jordan. Yo. Nasty ass.
Cracker Barrel. Like, they've been all those places and had these meetings, but, like, what else? What if this is just step one? Like, what if in a fucking week they attack somewhere else?
Like, I mean, dog, this will never go away. Honestly, like, Trump could be impeached, Trump could be removed, whatever.
Yes.
They're still there.
They'll always be
the
fucking...
The mentality will always be there. It's always going to be...
Monster truck rally screaming, yeah. Go Trump! But this shit was a calculated attack, bro. Yeah,
it's sick.
It's sick, but I think it's beyond sick, bro. It's like soulless.
And to me, if this was so damn calculated, they definitely didn't know what the fuck they was doing once they got inside.
Yeah, they didn't. I didn't think they could get inside.
They got inside and just they all here getting smoked. They in their ass. Now I'm starting to see that they getting their ass.
Like, I don't really believe they think they could like.
Yeah, I don't think they
can.
Got
you
there,
really?
Like, oh,
can
damn,
you
can
really?
Inside?
Yeah, can you really like plan this attack and be like, yo, okay, so once we get inside, wait, nigga, we get inside?
We get inside?
Like, wait, hold up.
Shit.
Like, no one really thought about this.
She
like,
broke that window and caught a hot.
Like they said, police opened up the barricades. What? They let us through? All right,
let's
take a tour, guys. Let me take this podium.
All right.
Like, I can't stand it. Yeah. But that's white privilege.
I mean, listen, bro, I think that I agree with what you're saying. We can't
we can't
shrug this off like it's
no. That's why we definitely can't quarrel with. I mean, everyone loves Black Twitter, but they make light of shit that is dead ass serious. Like this nigga said,
bro, this is definitely a problem.
That nigga said a mayonnaise coup. Like that shit's. I mean, it's a funny ass joke.
People are mad reasons with the potato salad.
But like did I like that's the only like this is a serious ass thing in American history.
And this is what I'm gonna,
this is a serious ass moment in American history, bro. Like every and not to get in my fake deep bag, but every civilization in the past has come to an end because no, seriously, yeah. Like yeah, the Romans came to an end, we'll
explode internally.
We don't think that America can come to an end where there's a lawless government, but like
every
that shit could dead ass happen, bro.
Every we don't call America an empire, but every empire comes to an end.
That's what I'm saying, bro. But
this is the what I'm saying is, as Black people in this country, we have been through so much. What we saw is consistently our reality. Mm-hmm. So for us to sit here and even give grace to the people that have enacted this, the police, the Blue Lives Matter crew.
That's
for anybody to
Blue Lives Matter fighting the police.
Look, Blue Lives Matter fighting the police. Yes, if we're gonna look at it and say, motherfucker, look in the mirror. I think it's okay for us to be like, yo, look at what you've been doing to us for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the way as Black people we are constantly telling white people it's not our job to teach you. It's sometimes it's your time to go look in the mirror.
You gotta.
It wasn't a large group of us over there. Yes, was it, now at this point you guys listened to this 2 days ago. It wasn't a large group of us there. We weren't there.
Yeah, I saw maybe like three Black people.
We weren't there.
Yeah,
yes.
That was
and
my
there were
some
white people in blackface too. That were posing as Black people.
Damn, they missed the bullet, huh?
Jesus Christ. The Black people there, I don't understand.
But there are always Uncle Toms.
Yeah, but
there are Black people who don't believe in the Black Lives Matter.
But the white people didn't beat them up or attack them?
Like, nah, they had the Trump
their
shirts
side,
on.
Yeah, because they're on their side, yeah. they're okay with it.
They're eating cum.
They still don't... They're cum eaters.
So then, why don't we infiltrate the Trump organizations? Like,
I mean, you can as a Black person, but you still, we understand that as a Black, as a Black person, in we understand that another Black person supporting Trump doesn't get the recognition from the white people supporting Trump, right? Okay. So they'll never be on the same level as a white MAGA and a Black MAGA. That's just not going to happen. The white MAGA is just going to use them as always
as a
platform.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's sick. It's really sick. That's why it's Blacks for Trump.
No,
the whole
what
thing.
Do we got out there? We're not fucking spies. What the,
no, but I'm saying, but
it's not the Russians coming. What are we gonna do? We're not bringing down the government. There's no, like we get there and then we'll tell them, oh, this shit is wrong, and then they whoop our ass
because it's a Black Klansman.
We're gonna be a Black Klansman. That's what I'm saying. We infiltrate it and then we just give the locations to Black people. Like, imagine if,
like, yo, right here, y'all. Yo, January 6th is going down. Get ready, dogs.
That's a bloodbath. You didn't fix shit.
Yeah,
now it's just dead bodies on the Capitol.
Yeah, and they're mostly Black people because the police ain't shooting the white people.
And the white people have better guns than us.
They have
better guns than us. They get gun licenses a lot easier.
Way.
So there's that. But listen, that's all we pretty much wanted to say about that. Please, everybody in D.C. stay safe. Yeah. Well, if you're Black.
They were just in hotels the next day like nothing was happening. Like nothing happened.
I'm not going front, bro.
They all got COVID.
If I was a Black cop, I'd have been whooping some ass.
Oh, now some Black lady like punch some girl.
I'd have been knocking niggas out.
But the white people, they don't care about the authority of the police. Like I saw a
pistol whip, nigga.
I think the chief of police or somebody was on interview. And she was giving her a little spiel and saying, oh, people will be stopped by... And then an onlooker just said, by who? And she's like, by the police. Yeah. Like, they really don't respect their authority.
Yeah, because, I mean, as Black people, we only respect... We only... not even respect them. We only fear police because they kill us.
Yeah, because they like fact.
If they weren't killing us,
we have a fear of a lie. I literally look when a police car passes me. I look in my mirror and see if the nigga turned around for me.
That's what I'm saying. But
that's just fear.
Because cops aren't scary. Most cops are pussy. But the fact that they
can't fight nothing.
Yeah, like, and from the videos, bro, I seen so many cops getting their ass beat.
Oh, they're getting their ass beat.
I'm like, yo, Tim, put your hands up, Tim. Like, Tim was getting his ass beat, bro.
Getting his ass whooped.
Yeah, Billy was knocking that guy out, dogs.
I was like, damn, you niggas really like, can't
Connor,
fight.
Duck, Connor.
Seth was on the ground, dog. I saw Seth, bro.
I seen him do a little shoving move. I was like, what the fuck is that? If you don't hit him,
yeah,
you so got all this riot gear on. If you don't punch him in the face.
It was only the black, security guards and everybody putting work in.
Yeah, I mean, and I guess to add injury to insult, at the end of all of this shit, and yes, it's one video, but there were a video of Latino and black workers cleaning up the aftermath of the white riot.
Unbelievable.
In the cat, I'm like, yo, bro.
This is why I'm saying none of our fucking business. Because at the end of the day, they still treat us like shit. Whites being whites, it's none of our fucking business. You guys fight amongst each other, you dickheads. And yeah, make sure Biden gets in office so he can fix everything that's going on.
I do like how a lot of government officials have turned on Trump, though. It's about damn time.
You let it get to this fucking point, and now look.
Mike Pence literally has Joe and Kamala as his header. That's funny as shit.
It's a weird ass nigga. Fuck him. Yeah,
this dude unfollowed Donald Trump. I'm like, nigga, that's mad petty, bro. Like,
all the MAGA people are angry at him, dog. They're like, he's a coward. He's a pussy. Da, 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 da. Like,
because they for the first time in their lives, they feared, they understood what we felt. They were literally fearing for their lives, and they couldn't blame anybody else but the people they see. Mm. The people that look just like them. that's the first time. They felt the fear that we feel every single day. Yeah. And then when you look out the window, oh my God, this bitch looks just like me. That's what was going on. This could be my niece.
That's a fact.
That's and that why shit was like, oh, fuck that.
Yeah, that shit was fucked up because this nigga Donald Trump let the siege go when Mike Pence was in the house.
That's why I don't follow the nigga.
Mike Pence was texting that nigga like, yo, please tell him to stop. I'm here, dog.
I'm in the bathroom, bro. Like,
and then you know when nigga don't text you back, you be like, yo, you good?
It's red. Nah, Trump definitely got his read receipts on.
You text nigga back, yo, you good? Yo, you on your way?
Nigga set him up. Nigga still in the crib, bro. Like,
oh, my God.
Nigga Trump opened the back door for the invaders? Yeah, that's crazy.
Nigga, I'm in the crib playing 2K, bro. Like,
oh, shit, word. My bad.
What really made me feel like it was coordinated is that this nigga Donald Trump had like an immaculate video, great quality shot. Like it dropped like an hour after the riot, saying please go home. I'm like, bro, you did not record that, bro.
Yeah, no.
That shit was pre-recorded, drops it on social media. But I know we're kind of past shout outs, but I do want to shout out Twitter because they have so far permanently blocked him on Twitter. And he'll I hate back. Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, but shout out those niggas because they also have blocked Donald Trump from their platform. So,
don't Facebook own Twitter?
Nah, they on Instagram. Instagram. So, currently, Donald Trump cannot go on social media unless he goes to fucking TikTok.
Come back.
Imagine that's Donald funny. Trump TikToking on that's the Capitol after he let all you niggas die.
That's yo. Cool.
So, I mean, that is unprecedented times, like...
Didn't they say that only, like, 26 people were arrested or some shit?
It was...
Right
before we started the podcast, it was up to 50 people officially been arrested, 4 people have died, and...
They said, guess how many people were arrested at the Los Angeles Laker 76 parade?
76 people, yeah. I read that too.
Wow. More people were arrested at a celebration parade than at a goddamn riot.
Goddamn cool. Cool coons.
Nothing surprised me anymore about this country. All I can hope is that things get better. That's it, man. That's it.
That's a fact.
You want to hop into shout outs real quick?
Yes.
All right. I will start it off.
I was going to take yours, so good.
All good. I just want to first say shout out to each and every one of you who copped the merch. We love you. We appreciate you.
That's a fact.
Shit is fire.
Waiting.
That shit will be there very shortly. and we appreciate the support. It dead ass means the world to us. So shout yourself out.
Yes, just to piggyback off what Walter's saying. If you guys are listening to this, everything has been shipped. A lot of you guys have received it already. If you haven't, that means you're in a, you're on the West Coast. So shout to y'all too. Yeah, thank you guys for purchasing. This is very limited. We don't have much left. So get what you can while you can. We will be back with another line in February. So, you know, there is unfortunately there is no restock if you don't get yours. We're only keeping this line up till the end of January to prepare for the February drop. So get yours while you can. Love you guys. Thank you guys. And yes, we'll be back. And that's our ad for the day.
Nice.
Yes, that's it.
All right. We'll probably dive into this a little bit later, but I do want to shout out Draymond Green after his post-game interview yesterday. He just dead-ass went off and said, the people storming the Capitol are not fucking protesters. They're fucking terrorists. He used his platform responsibly, and we love to see that. We appreciate that because you get your message and the message that millions of us feel and want to say, and you're taking your platform and using it and supporting the movement. So fuck those niggas who stormed the Capitol, but shout out Draymond Green. I also want to shout out the Knicks. We are currently 5-3. That's a winning record if you can't do math. So shout out to Obi Toppin.
This is the first time they had like a winning record in like what, 7 years?
Okay. Let him have it, man. Let him have it.
It's like what, 8 games in? All right.
Okay, and that's the hate that slows you down.
You feel me? How you gonna, y'all making playoffs right now? Say it.
See, that's the nigga in Seoul in the barbershop who hates himself. So.
Yo, so that was funny as shit. What is it? Y'all been fucking with this team forever. I was like, damn, dog.
Just want to shout out, I don't know if you saw, but the Bucks and the Pistons, both teams took knees at the start of their game in support of just Black Lives Matter, and so beautiful. We love to see when celebrities, artists, musicians use their platform to kind of reinforce that shit needs to change, that shit's fucked up. And I mean, it's... I may be tired of seeing Giannis kneeing, but I do. I'm tired of that shit, but it does make a difference, and keep that shit up.
And just based off of what they were kneeling, I don't want us to miss this. The people, the cops that shot Jacob Blake, the charges were not pressed against them.
Yeah, I was going to get to that next year.
So that is pretty much the basis of why the Bucks took the knee. Also, the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics walked off and took a knee during the national anthem. So, yes, much respect to those teams. At first, I tweeted, I didn't really get what was going on. And then it was explained to me, you know, because I wasn't knowledgeable that the officers were in charge. So, shout out to all those teams.
It was definitely a week of just disappointing news. The officer who shot Jason Blake. That shit is one of the many saddening, disheartening things that happened this week. But those are my shout outs.
Since we're still in sad shout outs, I do not want us to miss this because this is extremely important. Rest in peace to MF Doom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. So I read more into what his death entailed. MF Doom actually passed on Halloween.
And he didn't
tell people till.
Yeah.
He advised his team not to tell people until New Year's Eve. And that just speaks to his who he was and his mystery and what he built, the brand he built. MF Doom was not somebody I frequented musically, but what I understood was his mind and his how he decided to put who he was over what people consider branding. He said, I'm going to do this way, and you're going to cater to it, as opposed to what a lot of us fall into now, having to cater to what the world thinks a brand should be. MF Doom is an inspiration. He is one of the four. He is one of the forefathers of being independent. You know, so rest in peace to MF Doom. Please go stream his music because that goes directly to his family. He was completely independent. Buy the merch from his website. Everything you can to support his family during these times. You know. Yeah, rest in peace, MF Doom. Everything about his aura, everything about what he did musically is going to resonate for years to come. You know, so. And it really is one hell of a way, an MF Doom way, to die on Halloween and let us know the last day of the year in terms of mystery. You know, and not letting us know how or what the cause was.
Yeah.
You know, so rest in peace. Once again, rest in peace to MF Doom. You were an inspiration. You paved the way for owning your own shit and not letting these companies use you, take advantage of you just to get a dollar. So that's that. So rest in peace, MF Doom, man. I that's not really a shout out, but shout out to MF Doom, I guess. Definitely, bro. We love you, we miss you, and you have changed the way of thinking for a lot of people. Musically, like I said, if you haven't heard of Musically, it's okay to go look now. Don't let those the dickheads on the internet tell you you're not a fan.
Oh yeah, my God, you I'd can't be a fan anything.
Now. Those fucking man, morons.
You've heard of him?
I've heard of him, yeah. I definitely know.
Don't let the internet tell you. Oh, I was, my God, I'm not.
Music-wise, no.
Not going to go listen because you wasn't there from the beginning. Shut the fuck up. So, yes, please, rest in peace to MF Doom. That's that, man. Do we have anything joyful to talk about, please?
No. Shout out to Georgia. Georgia went out and voted. They did their thing.
Yeah, shout out.
Georgia is blue.
Georgia's blue.
Shout out to the Democrats.
Yeah, they now have majority.
Shout out to the black people who be in the club still, but at least you kept that same energy.
Oh, nah,
they could go out. As long as they go out and vote, they could go out and party.
If they go out and vote, they could go out and party. I'm cool.
Yeah, they can
showed
that.
Up.
Yeah.
Right. And they got the vaccine down there for real. They had the vaccine months in advance. Their corona numbers, for some reason, aren't spiking. But LA County is going crazy.
Yeah, Jesus, yeah, it's dangerous.
Well, listen, all right. Do we have any other shout out, sad news, whatever the difference is to y'all at this point? Because this is a weird episode because we're all blending this shit in. Mad sad. Jordan, we thought he was going to come with a baby. So
I guess this is sad, but I don't even know. But Jesus Christ. The four suspects who were involved in Pop Smoke's murder have officially been charged. And this part, I'm still doing the research as that's part of my homework. But it said two of those four now face the death penalty. And don't hold me on that part, but at least there was justice for this murder that was not deserved. That she was crazy. So that is still sad, but
We need them taxpayers. You could drop them right in the floss. But that's neither here nor there. Rest in peace to Pop, always. You know, love you, bro. That's it.
Fact.
That's it. But yeah, love you, Pop. But yeah. Yeah. Wow. You guys really know how to kill a fucking Friday. All right.
We have 50 minutes in. Come on, guys.
An hour in? Jesus Christ. All right, I got this. Let's get it going. Yo, why are people mad at Fabulous and Emily when Fab has been...
Oh, God.
Been what? Fab. Been what? No, no. Been what?
I love Fab.
Fab has been what?
Fab has been making songs pertaining to other things for years.
Somebody said that Fab still think he 19, bro.
I mean...
No.
Let him think he young.
That shit's sad, too, bro.
Yeah, I watched it. Okay, Walter, please. You need to cheer the fuck up. Fab is... Fab went on Instagram and made this beautiful post about his wife. And all the women on Twitter, please, I'm joking. It's a joke. It's a joke.
Is it really?
This whole thing is a joke.
Yeah.
But
and this is a tough joke to get off, bro.
Man, listen, I'm gonna give it a shot.
I got your back.
Fab went on Instagram and posted a lovely, lovely caption about Jordan. Posted a lovely caption about his wife.
Yes.
How music is about just fucking these hoes and being thots and all this other shit. And
well, you're here, 40, bro.
And I'm here, you know, loving my woman. That's what it's all about, loving my girl.
What? He just started loving her last year.
Jordan, please.
No, dead ass. It said...
Mad of us have just started loving our girl last year.
Okay, that's good
Jordan,
for y'all.
No, yeah.
Good for y'all.
Jordan. I didn't.
Jordan been in love since day one.
I never said nothing about Jordan.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was about to fuck that up, but I did.
Jordan, please.
Day one.
You weren't gonna fucking. I was gonna fuck that one up.
I mean,
look at Fab though. Jesus Christ.
Shout out to Fab.
Fab. No, I'm not shouting out Fab. Nah, fuck that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, this
no shout out to Fab.
No, no shout out to Fab.
No.
Shout out to women. Shout out to women who deserve to be loved.
Shout out to women who deserve to be loved.
I love them.
That nigga, yeah, he like.
Is she black?
It doesn't matter, bro. No. It doesn't even matter, bro.
It doesn't matter. I'm asking.
What he did was fucked up.
No, never mind. You're right.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You're right.
Yeah, he's bad. He's bad.
You're right.
Yes, no. Now shout out to Fab.
Fab's apology tour, his whole revamping, his whole thing.
You had an apology tour?
A little bit.
Like,
guys, we're joking. Listen, this is it. The captain is nasty. Fab's been doing nasty shit for a while.
Yeah. He's a nasty nigga, dog.
Yeah, he's a nasty nigga,
and he's trying to be a family man now.
Yeah, he's trying.
But as a family man, you can't be like, yo, fuck all these other nasty niggas. Because you were, though. You were them. That's who you were. Maybe last month. All right? So,
I don't know where Fab's been. So, the whole last month thing. It doesn't matter. It's okay. We don't have to defend Fab. It's fine. It's okay.
I kind of stopped defending Fab when his outfits kind of just flew out the window, dogs. I don't know what he be putting together anymore. It don't be hitting, though.
Man, listen. Protect women. That's all I got.
Yeah.
Protect women. That's all I got. That's all I got. Staying on the topic of protecting women, DaBaby and Meg Thee Stallion. So, backstory.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
backstory.
I thought it was DaBaby and Danny Lay, but keep going. I'm tuned in.
No,
what?
They love each other.
Yeah, they're in love. Love.
So
no, they're not.
Yeah, they're in love. Love. He loved that.
No, she loved that.
Oh, she loved that nigga. Yeah, she loved that nigga.
You're making a girl love you, but you don't.
Yeah,
like
that's a fact.
You don't love
all
the best.
That's the best high of it all.
That's the best. Because she'd do anything.
Jordan.
What?
This nigga's eyes lit up. She'd do anything.
She'd do anything for you, dog. You just gotta be there.
Jordan.
As long as you're just right there, you're good.
I want to tell you a story, but I can't tell them. So, backstory. Tory Lanez nasty ass.
Tory was nasty for this.
Fuck Tory.
He was very nasty.
That's disgusting.
Because this is an old video, old song.
Yeah, there's a whole backstory. Tory teased a new single and video with DaBaby. DaBaby and Meg have a single out right now, obviously Crybaby. So obviously Meg's people are upset. What the fuck is going on? Back and forth. DaBaby never responds.
No, yeah, I love him for that.
But then Megan responds and goes,
fuck the baby.
No, that's not what happened. Jordan, read something.
I thought he said fuck the baby. No. She said fuck the baby in 2021. Oh, somebody said that under her.
No. She clarified everything. She was like, listen, that song is over a year and a half, almost 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
There is no video. They did not shoot a visual. And it's all cap. Because the song's not coming out because DaBaby did not clear it.
Mm-hmm.
I said I wasn't going to keep commenting on this Tory and Meg shit.
Tory's nasty, dog. I'm sorry.
More and more, the more shit Tory does, the more disgusting this whole situation looks. Because it's like he's baiting her. And we've all taken the side of we're protecting black women. Meg says Meg was shot by someone. Listen, I'm protecting black women. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you acting like this is not only insensitive, it's just nasty as fuck.
It's like almost like a sociopath or like a fucking,
yeah. That's a fact. That's exactly what it is.
Sociopath.
That's exactly what it is.
So yeah, I don't see how this turns for Tory Lanez, no matter what happens.
Who cleared him? Who is the guy in his ear? It's like, oh yeah, do that. Like, post that. Like, who?
One of the stupid ass homies.
Where is the nigga? Like, we really don't have a video for this. What are you doing, dog? Like, this is disgusting.
Yeah, it's tasteless.
It's disgusting.
Uncultured. It's almost harassment at this point.
Do you guys? Fault the artists that are continuing to hang out with Tory Lanez and be in the spouse tournament. Do you guys look at them different?
At a point, I didn't. Because honestly, we still don't know everything.
Yeah, that's the only, yeah.
I mean, I can't really say, oh yeah, you a nasty nigga for doing this. Right now, he's proving to be more of a nasty nigga. So as time goes on, yes. I will say yes. But in the beginning, no one knew all the facts.
I'm gonna tell y'all niggas something like this. If you guys are in a situation, right, where your girl ends up getting shot and she's vehemently accusing you of being shot, I'm gonna take some time away from you till I figure out what's going on.
Okay.
And you guys are my closest friend. So as a close
friend, yeah. I'm talking about, but now we're talking about acquaintances.
Oh no, I changed the entire question.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm introducing a whole, like, I'm literally sitting here thinking like, yo, if even as my close friend, if there is an accusation, like if my brother got accused of shooting a girl.
Yeah, because as a close friend though, you hold that person to a whole other standard than if I just see you in a club and you're like in the section next to me, you know?
Okay, yeah, facts.
Like, as a close friend, like if, God forbid, something happened to like a close friend of ours and we have to now distance ourselves because we are way too close to that situation where we might be even blamed for that situation, you know?
Listen, I'll tell
you. And brought into that situation.
Listen, I'm too old to be in situations where you're going to make me look like a certain type of way.
Yeah.
At a point in time, if there is a situation where even if you are my close friend and you are accused of doing this and there is evidence and all this other stupid shit that in turn is hurting women or, you know, hurting kids, something like that, boss, you count me out.
That's a smart nigga though. You're smart for that.
Like I'm cool. Like don't put yourself in that situation. That none of that, no matter what Tory can say, none of that shit should have occurred.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see it. None of that, no bullet should have you're arguing there's two of them in the car. Why are there bullets flying? What's happening here? That's how I see it.
And yet again, we don't know.
Don't know, but as somebody with logic, it's you and two of them in the car. And a security guard who's driving. Yeah. So that means you and two women in the car, a gun is fired. Somebody tell me how that happens, I'm good. You should not, that's the situation, this shit just is not.
Honestly, I can't wait till we put the whole situation behind us. Hopefully in 2021 we can do that shit.
I'm super tired.
I really do hope
we can. I'm so sick of
talking. I hope I can just say, yo, Toy, you're really a dirt ass nigga with 100% like knowledge that you shot her. Like, that's what I really just want. Hopefully we get it in 2021.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it, honestly.
But back to your question, first question, I really can't fault another nigga for being in the club at the same time as him and, you know, hanging out with him.
I can hear that.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do that.
I was saying, like, do you look at your favorite artist?
Like, working with him, though, like, the baby worked with him now, I'd be a little skeptical. Like, yo, you really work with Meg. Like, I thought you were fucking with Meg. You have mad singles with Meg, da 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 da.
Right.
To go to over to Tory and record a single with him, that's weird shit. You know?
And if they respond to, I don't know what happened, how do you respond to that?
Like, well, you should have more information because you know these people. Like, you're in the room with these people.
Yeah, you never know people, man.
Yeah.
You never know anyone.
That's facts.
You never know people.
That's facts. That is facts.
Like, one person I know is when the girl you like says she has New Year's resolution, you ignore it. I know you're lying. That's one person I know.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Hey, now, here we are.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, well, okay. What's next on the docket of things we don't really give a fuck about? All right. Oh, you have one?
Go ahead.
All right. I think this is, no, definitely not the most alarming story of the week, but.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Did you see
2021 is trash so far, by the way.
Yeah, nothing has changed. It's on the same trajectory, but I'm breaking out of my sad bag. This is my second cup of champagne. John brought Jack Daniels.
Yeah, why is there just Jack Daniels right there?
Because this is how he gets his assigned deals, bro, with Jack Daniels. But did we see that Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are filing for divorce?
Well, it sounds like Kim Kardashian filed a divorce and Kanye's like, whatever.
I'm not saying that.
Nah, I feel like it's Kanye filing a divorce because he's sick of the Kardashians, you know?
I mean, he loved Jeff.
That's not funny, bro.
That's hilarious.
he loves Jeff.
Yeah, no, so.
He does not love Jeff Star.
He loved that racist.
He's not love.
Him and Jeff. No, Walter, my bad. Keep going, bro. My bad. Go ahead. Continue, boss. This your shit. My bad.
No, all I'm saying is
that's your segment. Go ahead. Get off.
That is. That was a surprise to me because I feel like it takes a certain kind of nigga, certain kind of man,
mm-hmm.
to put up with an annoying woman. Oh, like,
okay, you're not about to do this.
Now you can't.
Oh,
you can't do that. You can't do that.
You're not about to do this
right now. I don't.
Jordan,
like,
you go.
I don't. I'm like not about him. But I'm going to back her up here.
I have sworn off yelling at Kanye, but you're not about to do this.
No,
fucking fact.
Kim being annoying as a partner does not take away from all the good she's doing.
The Walter, fuck that. Kanye has gotten on Twitter and bashed the whole family, talked so much things, said things about Kim, how he's holding, she's holding him hostage, said all these things,
yes.
Right? Rahul, he has his whole bipolar, quote
yes,
unquote,
yes, yes,
shit. As a woman who has so much on her plate, I can't believe we're defending white women. I cannot believe I'm defending Kim Kardashian.
You are choosing to defend a white woman.
I am. Right now, I have sick. To because he's sick. At a point,
he's the fucking problem.
There is so much that, so much stress. Kim has, I mean, Kanye has probably brought on just with his outrages and all his disorders and all this shit upon her.
Yes,
especially as a mother of what, four.
I think
that is a lot to go through, dogs.
It is,
and
where do dogs come from?
Sorry, that's my dogs is my shit. Come on, dogs.
Go ahead.
Don't make it hot, but. I could see it coming because just handling him as a person, I feel like
it's like
just,
another child.
It's just too much.
Yes.
It's way too much.
Yes.
He has mood swings. He runs through money probably mad fast, going broke that one time.
Bro, he wasn't really broke. He just was filing bankruptcy, which everybody should
which
know.
Which all
them
niggas do.
You should do this.
But
no, start you should all them niggas do. We're
yeah,
not
like
going
Donald
to jail,
Trump. Like that nigga. Because that's his nigga.
Start a corporation, run it out, file bankruptcy after 3 months of payments.
Oh, we can get it. Yeah, I saw a stupid tweet this week saying, yo, take your stimulus and make an LLC and then file for the loan for the LLC shit and then not pay it, like pay back half of it or something.
And then
shit.
You see the IRS nigga goes, bro, this,
bro,
is,
this is fraud.
Like fraud and you're going to jail.
Yo. But sorry. But back to Kanye. It's just he's a lot, dog.
No, he's super
down.
A lot.
I'm gonna break this down for you. I'm gonna break down Kanye's 2019 and 2020. Kanye West has endorsed President Trump 3 to 4 times. He has said what did he say? He said slavery was a choice. He has sold church paraphernalia. What else?
He said his daughter will never be like her mother and sell pussy or something. Some shit like that.
But listen, that's just a glimpse of what Kanye has put that young lady through. Now, I'm not here to defend the Kardashians. Kardashians have appropriated black culture for years.
Mm-hmm.
So, my overall point, because I don't want to make this long, is that I think Kim is fed up with the nonsense because at this point, and I'm not giving her bail, I think right now, the way Kanye is acting is not trendy. Like, and that's what I think. That's what I think it comes down to.
So Kim Chris is Chris all, said, yo, pull the plug, dogs.
Yeah, like, Chris Jenner was like, yo, enough is enough. This shit is over. At the end of the day, this shit is over. He's fucking up our brand. Being anti-black is not cool.
It's not at all.
And it's not like Kanye's records are topping the charts because he's acting like this. None of that. None of that is happening. So he's like, yo, bro, honestly, enough is enough.
Mm.
And Kim's like, you know what? I can go find another rapper that's like attractive and probably has more money. Like, she's good. Kanye's been wowing for years. I don't care how annoying Kim is. He's annoying.
I know Kanye's fucking annoying.
He's putting that woman through a
he's
lot.
He's putting
the whole family through
white woman
a lot.
Through a lot.
Yeah. And white women can only take so much.
Only take so much. Jesus. Yeah, man.
And she'll get braids for you, but come on, bro.
Jordan, please.
She got braids.
Jordan,
she did.
Please.
She got cornrows.
Jordan, please.
And then they thought it was like a white people thought it was a whole new hair design. I fucking hated that
Jordan,
shit.
Please. What that? Yeah. But you know, let's move on to the funny shit because I don't give a fuck about their divorce or that they're not together.
Oh yeah. The main reason they're getting divorced is because Kim walked in and saw Kanye with Jeffree Star in bed.
Kanye getting his ass grabbed by Jeff.
Okay, stop.
Jeff broke that up.
Wait, hold on. Why does
he broke up the moguls?
Why does that upset you that Jeff was smacking Kanye's ass?
Bare ass. Kanye liked it.
Because he's a racist. That's why.
Kanye is too. Now what?
Now what's next? Kanye's MAGA.
You can't. Okay, but you can't be. Whatever. Because he's a racist. That's why.
But Kanye's MAGA.
Yeah. Kanye
that doesn't
that
make
shit.
You a racist.
Kanye
that makes you an idiot.
Kanye likes racist people.
A black MAGA is just an idiot. A black MAGA's not a racist. He's an idiot.
That's Kanye.
He's an idiot.
Okay.
All right, and Jeff likes idiots.
Yeah, and it's easy to take advantage of a black idiot.
Like, so what if Jeff was playing with Kanye's chin hairs from the back?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that at
he's
all.
He's a racist, which would upset me.
Kim saw some text she didn't like. Now what?
Yeah. Jeff, you free now?
Jeff picking up North from daycare now.
Join that title. This nigga's out of control. But if that happened, come on, bro.
What are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do?
It's racist. That's my only comment.
He has black step daughters now and sons.
Okay, I'm tired of this conversation.
Jeff got it.
So yeah, Jeff clearly got it. Clearly.
I don't know. It is the most absurd thing, and 2021 just started, but highly absurd.
You know what the worst part is? That that Jeff goes on Twitter and leans into this story and goes, "I'm ready for Sunday service."
That's gangsta.
I'm not going front.
I hate him.
He posts a picture and says, "I'm ready for
Sunday service." He definitely started that rumor, dog.
100%.
He definitely started that rumor.
Said, "I'm ready for Sunday service in a dress."
Oh, my God.
Nothing wrong with that, of course. But yes, in a dress.
It's crazy because this came out at the same time, like the whole riot situation coming out. And this was somewhat, a bigger story. Bro,
I was flipping channels back and forth. I was on E! News and then Riot. Yeah, I was like, let the whites be the whites. I'm on here like, yo, what is Kanye doing? Jeff?
Yo.
Not doing anything with Jeff.
How you know? You was there?
All
right, he's on the compound. He got a room.
Okay. Whatever, bro.
You hate when your idols just disappoint you, huh?
It's not my idol.
Yes, it is.
And I'm not disappointed. If that's the life path he chooses, go ahead.
Well, cheating's not good, so there's that.
Yeah,
but they're getting a divorce, so.
Okay, you're right. They could have been separated. Walter got us. If Kanye want to kiss Jeff, that's cool. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah, damn.
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, he's a racist, but if you want to love your oppressor, that's sad, disappointing, but not my business.
Mm. You guys move us into the next topic, please. Because I have to pee. So, guys, please.
Because you have to pee?
Talk to us, please.
I got Jack Dilly Squad. What you got, Walt?
Jesus Christ.
Jordan.
Guys, give me something so I can go use the bathroom. All right, guys, never mind. I'm not going anywhere.
Yep. Stay in that seat. Pee right there.
Please. How do you guys feel about Dr. Miami giving $600 penis injections?
That's a stimmy.
That's what I'm saying.
That nigga, he's smart.
That's what I'm saying.
Yo, he's smart.
That's what I'm saying. Why?
How is it possible?
How, a penis injection is possible? What do you mean? How do girls get anything injected? Same for us, man.
Rip. Ew. Ow.
Ew. Ow. Don't be that guy.
Come on, dog. That gotta hurt.
Yeah, but I mean, we've all messed with girls that have things done, right?
Okay, so I hate to speculate this shit. This is disgusting. As guys who have messed with girls with things, right?
I 100% have. So I know
like
that.
Implants and shit.
Talk to me. Yes.
It's always hard.
No, it's not. It's not true.
It's mostly hard sometimes.
I'm hard.
Okay, what?
It doesn't move naturally. Let's say that, right?
Okay.
So titties don't move naturally. The ass don't really be shaking. It just be plumping.
You do with the bad body chicks. I hear you.
They're all bad. Come on.
He said with the trashy body chicks.
So as you're like, what happens to your dick? Like, does it
Jordan
not ever become flaccid? Like,
no. I'm here. Once I'm in there, shout out to Tyler. Once I'm in there because the niggas always say that. That's something I always say. No matter, once I'm started, there's nothing you can do. That's it.
But like, what day to day?
What do you mean day to day?
Like day to day. Talking about just walking around. Surgery. Your dick is. Your print is out there.
Oh, you're talking about my penis, how it is.
Yeah.
Oh, no, my shit just hanging to the floor. I'm dragging that shit like a tote bag. You feel me?
I'm dragging
my dog along. What
I hate
mean?
Everybody.
No, and I did see this story, and it was a little uncomfortable for me, but I did dive into it to do research on this topic.
This is the topic you chose to research.
No, I do a topic on all my researches. Most of my time. And how it works is they like it's a weird ass Google search. I had to go to my incognito window.
Okay. I'm about to say you had to delete your history. You had to delete your history.
But they insert. There's like a
okay, because what
maybe they, like 2 to 3 inches that of skin that doesn't fully extend once you're erect.
Okay,
and they cut the skin out and they put a small cylinder.
So I got,
at the base of your penis,
I got a dildo in my dick,
essentially, but it All it does is that it pushes your penis out those 2 or 3 extra inches of skin that's there. That's how the process works.
Can I add a vibrator to the cylinder? Because then I'd be I'd be OG.
Jordan.
I'd be OG.
That would be kind of lit.
I'd be OG.
What? Because you could.
If
nigga want a rattlesnake cock.
Adding like a little vibration feature.
Yeah, you could.
Boy, you know how I'd be in the streets.
Jordan.
I would be in the streets.
Nah, I feel you.
You can't tell me I'd be in the streets. Because I'd be creme de la creme.
Like, you'd be like
I'd be the god of the street.
Yeah, you'd be like a attraction.
I'd be
rattlesnake
Dick
Jordan.
I'd be a gigolo. Easy.
Yo, Jordan's different, bro.
I'd be a gigolo. What? If I could add just a vibration.
Can we get his that doctor's info email?
Dr. Miami?
Dr. Miami, nigga?
Dr. Miami's info
email. That nigga mad public. Yeah, he probably got mad appointments lined up.
Like, he tweeted that. He's like, yo, $600 penis enhancement.
We should ask, can we insert a vibrator into that shit?
Yeah, probably. And have it, like, remote? Oh, yeah. From, like, working from your phone?
That would be kind of lit.
Yo, Jordan's disgusting. Bro, how are you, Walter?
Innovation,
you
right?
You got a
here,
vibrator
dog.
Dick, bro.
The creators.
She would never leave you, ever.
She would never leave you, dog. What? She'd be like, oh, I'd be in the streets.
Jordan, please.
Don't give that to me.
Please. That would be kind of lit.
I'm glad you did that research for me, Walter.
No, I did.
Mm-mm. That's weird, though.
Yeah, it's
how
weird.
Many niggas you think really gonna get it, though? Like a lot?
Penis enlargement?
I mean, I guess niggas take the pills, penis pills, right? That's every time.
But isn't
I go,
that just to keep you up?
Every time I go on Pornhub, I see like the little penis pills.
Yeah, but isn't that to keep you up? That doesn't grow it.
I thought it says grow in 2 to 3 days.
I definitely want to.
I don't know. I don't know how any of that works. Like, how can you? Like, I don't know. I'd never clicked it. That's dangerous.
No, I always wanted to like. I mean, I am at some point just to see what's going on. The joints that make you last all night.
You want Viagra?
No, but that's the other shit. Not only that, what is it? It's Viagra, Tiger Balm.
I don't know what that shit is.
Tiger Balm. Those like Viagra. Gas station sex pills.
Yeah, yeah. I always just want to see what's going to happen.
You be shitting for days after that, probably.
That's fine.
Oh my god!
It's like eating Taco Bell.
You shitting for days? Your litter probably going to shit trying to get that out of your system.
I want to give that shit a shot just to see what's up.
Oh my god!
Just to see what's up.
Oh my god. Take your vitamins.
Yeah,
Jordan,
fuck
shut
that.
The fuck up, please. Jordan's not taking a vitamin in 10 years and he's on kid number 4.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Please, kiss my ass.
Yeah, it's just.
All right, well, listen, what's next? I have Von Miller, linebacker for the
he's nasty.
Former linebacker for the Broncos. So, I'm going to break this down and let y'all know what's going on in his world.
He's a nasty nigga, bro. He's heartless.
Okay, listen. So, she blocked out a portion of the text messages. This is him and his fiance, and I feel so nasty talking about this, but it needs to be said. So, she said, "I'm disappointed in myself. I'm so disappointed." Homie goes, "Me too." she said, "Yo, this is the biggest mistake of my life." He goes, "Okay." Oh wait, hold on. No. I'm sorry. I'm reading this all wrong. Mm-hmm. Vaughn is saying he's disappointed in himself.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, "Me too." He says it's the biggest mistake of my life. She says something else, and he goes, "I'm honestly praying for a miscarriage." All right, fellas, let me tell you something.
That was sick.
Let me tell you something. Oh, that's some sick ass shit.
That was sick.
You don't want the kid. I hear you balls, but that's some sick ass shit.
You ain't gotta say that, dogs.
Some sick ass shit.
He did not say that.
You're a millionaire.
I am so happy she put that out there because it needs to be said. That is some real toxic.
Also, don't play the good guy when you got skeletons too. Yeah. Don't play the good guy when you got skeletons. She was like, "You think this is how her message started? You think this is some good ass guy? Oh my god, watch this! Don't play the good guy when that's going on.
That's a fact.
When that's going on, bro, you are susceptible to anything."
Yeah, he wild out. I don't understand how you could send that to a woman. Period. Even say it to a woman. Honestly, I can understand you don't want the baby, you don't agree with the pregnancy, da da da, whatever. However you feel. But don't pray that on any woman. Like,
that's some sick ass shit.
It really is.
No, it's some sick ass shit. But yeah, that's all I got on that. I mean, we don't really. There are no toxic jokes there.
Yeah, there's no toxic jokes.
Like, there are no toxic jokes there. I don't have any jokes to make about that. Also, we missed something. Pray for Dr. Dre. He is recovering, but he had a brain aneurysm.
Yeah, 2021 tried to take Dr. Dre from us.
Yeah, man, we can't have that. Cannot have that.
I'm glad he is doing better, though. Yeah. And as the news was announced that he was in the ICU and had the brain aneurysm, his house was trying to be robbed. Niggas yeah. trying to rob him.
Four men like, what niggas attempt do? To rob Dr. Dre's home while he's hospitalized. So that's crazy.
L.A. just knows how to stay dangerous, man.
Like, as soon as they bought us sort of news, they said, oh, let's go to Dre's house.
That's some sick shit. L.A. is a dangerous place, man.
Oh, my God. So. And is it bad, though? Like, as I saw this, I was like, one, I hope he recovers. Two, I hope his wife don't get no money now. Because she probably did this shit, dog. Fuck her.
Why did niggas say that, bro?
Because she wants $2 million a month.
He just gave her $2 million as a temporary agreement right now.
Okay.
But she does want $2 million a month.
A month?
A month. She says he has about $262 million cash and Apple stock. So he's balling. So what the fuck does that matter?
That's
a lot of money.
That's a lot of money a month, bro.
And Tyrese is over here about to go through a divorce, too. And he's not even giving her $20K.
Where the fuck do you find Tyrese news?
Have you not seen Tyrese news? Tyrese just got his Range Rover stolen and then got it back and didn't press charges and tried to get the guys out of jail who stole it, right? Shout out to him.
Yeah, wow.
Love that.
Very honorable.
Yeah, because he was like, yo, it's cold on these streets. It's a pandemic.
Fucking stupid ass shit, nigga.
Like, I forgive you. He forgives people. It's forgiveness.
He's blessed, bro.
He's blessed to even
suck.
He's blessed to even have the Rover and blessed to even get it back.
Yo, you niggas is weird.
And nigga got it back.
You steal something from me, suck my dick.
Yeah, but what if they don't know it's yours?
Yeah, they just stole it because it's nice.
It's a nice car. Like,
you steal something from me. John, you never suck been like my dick.
Imagine going through the mall, right?
Uh-huh.
Walking through the mall, and a kid bumps you, right? Little kid runs by, bumps you. You realize your wallet missing. You find him later, say, yo, I know you stole my wallet. Da-da-da-da. Can't have it back. You're gonna forgive him because he's just a kid trying to get it.
Suck my dick. That's good. To that kid, of course. I don't speak to men like that. But yes. No, are you crazy?
I feel you.
Hell no. You think if you are at the mental capacity to commit the crime, you are at the mental capacity to understand that there may or may not be consequences. I'm not saying that you should just kids can't grow and you can't.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they still. But
I'm not saying send the kids to jail. I'm never that guy. But understand that you steal something from me at age 17, I'm gonna whoop your ass.
Yeah, but that's different than putting them in jail in a system.
I never said nothing about jail.
I think he just wanted to pardon them because he doesn't want them to go to jail. I think they're going to jail.
I'm whooping your ass.
You don't got to whoop nobody's ass, dog. You're blessed. He's blessed. He's been in seven Transformers.
Steal my car.
Bro. He has the ultimate check.
He hasn't been in eight Fast and Furious.
So you can steal from me. That's the problem with you niggas. Niggas out here getting taken advantage of because you niggas think because you got a little bit of money.
No, because if he is blessed to be however much money he has, he is thankful, all right? He's thankful to be alive. He understands the universe and how it works. He's seen the other side, all right? He's seen that shit. You niggas are. He's seen the other side. Tyrese is mad spiritual. So steal my car. Tyrese is mad spiritual, so he's not going to hold that grudge and keep that negative energy inside of him.
That's why he ain't in the next Transformers or the next Fast and Furious.
Yeah, I think he's in Fast Now.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't know about the next Transformers.
This is crazy. Yeah, steal my car. It's lit. And no one's talking about you got caught. If you took my car and got away and nothing happened, it is what it is. I'm like, all right, man, I took that on the chin. You went there, got caught, now I'm going to bail you. I'm going to get out of here. Kiss my ass.
No, he's not bailing them out. Hopefully.
How did they get out of jail?
I think he bailed them out. Yeah, that's exactly what you just said.
Never mind. I thought he said he tried to just not press charges.
I do think that happened, too. But I don't know. But he tried to help him some type of way.
Gotcha.
Shout out to him. So shout out to the nice energy.
That shit is fucking stupid.
That's not stupid.
You stole from me and you got caught. Now I'm supposed to be cool with it? No, kiss my ass, bro.
You got your car back.
What the fuck that mean? I don't care. You took something from me.
We good.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good on that type of forgiveness. I'm good. Maybe I'm not as open as you guys, but I'm going to type of forgiveness, bro. That's how niggas. We're not open.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Don't call me open. Don't say he has two kids on the way.
Exactly.
I am spiritual. I am in tune with my inner self.
And they got to talk to me like that.
You are so in tune with your inner self that you can forgive.
It's exactly. He forgives. He does not forget, but he forgives.
Oh, you niggas is a dumb.
And he
dumb
puts types. Out positivity into the universe.
Puts out positivity, and positivity will come back.
Yes, sir. You see,
yeah, he put out positivity and got his car stolen like a dickhead.
He got it back. That's the positivity coming back. Come on, dog.
See? And the people who hold on to the negativity.
He would have never got it back.
Are like Kane in fucking Power. That nigga makes all the wrong decisions because he holds on to the hate.
And that's why he got burned alive and then again died in a car.
This is, I hate to make this serious, but this is why, like, in 2020, like, you know how we're making fun of, like, women making resolutions? This is, like, part of my personal resolution when I was, like, sitting with myself, like, 5 in the morning when everybody was asleep. I was like, I'm going to be, like, 2020, I was way too apologetic.
Okay.
In 2021, that's over. In 2020, I thought I had to be just apologizing for everything and being sorry for who I was and all that other shit. Then I woke up, well, not woke up, but I was like, that was every problem I ever had in 2020 was because I was so apologetic. That I was so worried about what everybody was thinking and everybody kept telling me you're this way and you can't be this way. Mm-hmm. 2021, I'm right back to suck my dick. And if you have a problem, if you have a problem with who I am, goodbye.
Oh, that's a fact. I'll never say
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about. It had nothing to do with what we're talking about. I'm just saying it just came to my mind as to like what 2020 is gonna like bring for my mindset again.
Uh-huh.
Because every success I've had is because how unapologetically myself I was.
Right.
And then in 2020, all my I would say not mental health, I would because that's deeper, darker criminal link. But anything I've gone through, I've watched it because I was too apologetic and was too worried about what everybody felt about who I was.
Okay.
Let me tell you niggas something. I'm back. There was a money problem, but I'm back to a place where I am unapologetically who the hell I've always been, and it is what it is. You take it or you leave it, or goodbye, and the money's gonna come because I'm not playing with niggas. That's all I'm saying.
That
extremely clear.
It's a bad bitch. And that's all it is. By the way.
Hey, you hear me?
Definitely a bad bitch.
But that's all it was. 2020, you sit here.
I'm gonna do my squats and fuck these niggas. They didn't love me.
And if I don't do my squats, fuck these niggas.
Because I'll find a man who loved me for me, baby girl.
Go to Dr. Miami.
Doctor, and get the extra 3 inches.
10? And the vibrator.
Okay, Jordan.
Oh, extra 3 inches and a vibrator, bro. I'll be Superman.
I'm hitting him up now. I'm hitting him up now. I'm gonna see if we can make that happen. No, I never will.
That would be.
But there's no more my
changer.
Bads before I say it. There's no more. I shouldn't have said it like this. Kiss my ass. That's over. It's over. Anyway. Anyway, yes, Kane messes up a lot. And we're in the season finale of Power. I know we haven't given a Power recap all year. I don't know why, because it's actually been really good.
No, we have.
We don't like to talk about a show when it's good. Let's be real.
That's true.
That's a fact. Yeah. We don't talk about a show when it's good.
You're
only want to come here and make jokes about
and
how bad the show.
Tear everything down.
Tear black tears off. Just like how, yeah, look, Issa Rae.
I'm that guy. There's
Michael
no
B. Jordan.
There's
Michael
no
B. Jordan.
Camera here anymore, but yes.
Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me started.
That's the same movie.
No, it's not.
Michael B. Jordan was in Black Panther.
Yes, Creed. But you hate them separately.
That's why.
Stop saying that, bro.
You liked Creed?
Yes.
You liked the boxing in the urn, no lines?
I like the black love. I like the resilience. I
like
the
story, the comeback.
The comeback kid. Who doesn't love a comeback kid?
And he's producing.
Where did he come back from?
And he's producing number 3.
Wait, you guys see the movie?
He lost the first movie.
Oh, that's what you guys are talking about.
He lost the first one.
Where he's a rich kid who is upset because his dad wasn't around.
His dad died.
No, his dad died.
He didn't even know him, he said. He kept complaining.
Your dad still died, bro.
By boxing, which you want to do. And you're about to fight the son of the guy that killed your dad.
I thought you'd be able to relate, bro.
Wow.
No, I don't want to box with my dad still here.
Oh, my God.
Saying, bro. No, but...
So, they made a movie about another nigga's son from one series, another nigga's son fighting together.
Yes.
For the black guy to lose.
That's smart.
To Russians.
He lost the first time.
No, I know.
And came back the second time.
Creed 2, he wins.
With the love of a black queen.
Creed 3, I don't know if he's going to win or not. It's up for debate. I didn't think he...
Oh, you niggas watching Creed 3? During a pandemic?
Michael
that's what
B.
your
Jordan
choice is?
He's the noted producer on Creed 3.
I support Michael B. Jordan.
So never mind. Let's get the power of something I'm watching.
Because you hate black creatives.
You hate black creatives. You hate black creatives.
If you have not seen Power, we apologize now. We'll try not to give any spoilers.
I have not seen Power.
It's been like a week and a half. At this point, it's been almost a week and a half. Kiss my ass. Yeah, go. Sorry.
Okay, well, John. The views of John are not reflected by the podcast.
I'm right here, dog.
But yes, the season finale was on Sunday, Saturday night, and That shit was kind of fire.
That shit I heard it was amazing. And honestly, because let's be real. Twitter only comes and talks on power if it's bad. And everybody actually came and talked about how amazing it was.
It
kind of did make me want to watch it. So eventually I'll watch it.
Now, it was, because I look at shit like this, it was cut really fast, but they finished the series they finished the season like, just in case they weren't getting a season 2.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was nothing left to chance.
Okay. So it wasn't a cliffhanger.
And I love shows like that.
It was just like a dead end.
No, it was literally like, yo, if the show ended right now,
you'd be okay.
Every question was answered.
Uh-huh.
But nice. Then they announced they're getting season 2, so now it's like, oh, that's lit.
So like, what's the problem now?
But like, every question was answered except everyone's connection, because everybody keeps saying there's a connection to everybody when it comes to ghosts. But beyond that, if it ended right there, I was like, wow, this was a good miniseries.
They said Ghost still alive.
No. Let me tell you something. Power it's the same show. They just fired Omari and Lala.
Good fires. That's good.
Everybody else is still on the show.
That's a good
Tommy,
decision.
Tommy, Sax.
Because if Omari is still over there, rapping, it was a good business. He was messing up the ghost like visual. He's messing that up.
Yeah, enough is enough.
Yeah. All right. And Lala, you know.
I don't know. What I know?
Come on, you know.
I don't know.
I gotta say, come on, you know.
I don't know anything. I think she's an amazing. She's an amazing actress.
I wish there was a cat. All right.
She's an amazing actress.
Yeah, you believe that.
She's an amazing actress.
You all believe that.
But, yeah, no, I think the season finale, like, it was... I expected a lot of it, but it also, like, the way they made it made sense. I was like, oh, this is cool. This is cool.
Does this make you excited for the new books coming out? When they go back in time?
I don't want to see the go back in time.
And then
shit.
Just the Tommy one.
I want to see Tommy, the go back in time shit. And no matter in my entire life, I hate the prequel shit.
Yeah.
Like with prequel. Every movie show, I hate that shit.
Besides Star Wars.
I'm not white, so no, I don't like Star Wars either.
Okay, you don't have to be white to like Star Wars.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
You have to be a Trump supporter. You have to eat at Arby's. You have to been to Cracker Barrel one time at least to like Star Wars.
No, you
and you must like mayonnaise. Like that's a
what?
Jordan's definitely a mayonnaise face. That, nigga.
Yeah,
like,
come on.
All right, I need y'all. Okay.
Mayonnaise.
Y'all niggas need to stop capping now. All right, because
capping what?
Mayonnaise on a mayonnaise with on a ham sandwich. What? What? Mayonnaise is type good. Mayonnaise is type good.
Jordan,
I fuck with mayonnaise.
I don't eat ham sandwiches. I'm not.
You ain't no deli. You never had a deli sandwich.
I don't
Black eat... people get turkey, bro.
Yeah, like
I get
thank
ham.
You.
I love ham.
Exactly,
ham is amazing,
bro. In today alone,
turkey's good too, though.
You're not white. I mean, you're not black.
That's fucked up.
You have told me that you went to Arby's earlier today.
Arby's is
you like
Star... Arby's low key delicious.
You like fucking Star Wars.
Star Wars is amazing.
And you eat ham.
Star Wars is amazing. But
you
like
are
the last
one
trilogy.
More choice away from a Republican, bro.
This is crazy.
Jordan is white. He's not black. I've been telling you guys this for weeks. You guys don't hear me.
I just don't think. You know, you guys are just weirdos.
No,
for you guys not to like Star Wars.
He has two kids
to,
at a young
that's
age.
That's weirdos.
He's definitely
to me.
Black.
That's weirdos. To me. Wow, teen moms were not.
You're the teen mom.
Teen moms were not white.
You're the teen mom.
They're white. They're white. All right. Don't disrespect me.
I mean, okay. So are you, nigga?
But yeah, but you guys, not liking Star Wars is weird to me.
I'm not
you fucking weirdos. No. You like Harry Potter?
That's okay.
I'd be lying to girls something like it. For sure.
What the fuck is wrong with
girls love Harry Potter. Black, white, yellow, green,
they,
bro.
They do.
And I'll be like, yeah, I'm into that. And I just Google the answers when they ask me shit.
That's sick. Imagine on a date, like, Siri, who's Hermione? Like,
I go to the bathroom and go crazy.
Like,
Siri,
that's just sick.
Y'all done went on a date with a cheat sheet?
Nah, Wikipedia.
We don't need a cheat sheet now because with the new update for the Apple AirPods, you can answer text messages in your ears,
that
bro?
House?
Yes.
Really? I made my shit.
Bro, what?
Oh, it's lit.
I got the pros now.
It's oh, that shit. You can hear a text message and Siri will read it to you.
Really?
That shit is the ultimate cheat code.
That's great.
Dead ass nigga.
I remember the... You
can purposely leave your phone out the room
and
be in a space with your partner. Not say you have to hide anything, but you could listen. You could hear.
Not giving free game or anything, but let
you
me get
you literally
game.
Hear the text messages in uh-huh. your ear, bro. You
Pizza Hut text you, what's up, babe?
If you get caught now, it's on you, bro. Leave
your
phone
shit could be in,
out
under
the
dresser. Your shit could be nowhere inside.
Put that shit under the bed.
Yo, babe, phone fell under the bed. I'm not going to get it. too tired. Too
yo, lazy. What's the stupidest way I gotta go cheating?
I tell you, I put.
You never told me anything.
Oh, I did tell you this. I put the woman's name under Junior's name.
Oh yeah, well that that's
wait, really?
Yeah. Yep. And then she said, "Call Junior right now."
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry, that's funny.
Yeah. So that
I'm probably laying on the couch with one of my girlfriends. And back in the day.
One of your girl.
Whatever. And then I think she picked up my phone rang or something, and she picked it up and saw my other girlfriend saying goodnight. And then she never texted me, like questioned me about it though. But I was like, I'll call it, whatever.
I'll call it. I'm calling it.
Whatever. So I had to end it there.
Yo. When a nigga gets caught, he goes, yeah, we might as well break up.
Oh yeah.
I'm caught now.
My bad. Came back.
My
like,
bad.
Well, a couple months later, like we reconvened, but while I still had the other one, but whatever.
I'm just glad that God slowed you down because you're on the dark path.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was. Oh, well, man. Shout out to Dominique. If I didn't find Dominique.
Shout out to Dominique for sure.
I'd be a very, very dark person.
Thank God. Thank God for
that. I'd be so nasty.
Well, yeah, we don't give a fuck about power. Anything music related. We talked about a bunch of shit and we didn't mention any music.
Oh, wow. What do we have for music this week?
Music.
Oh, your boy.
My. Well, Walter.
Oh, Walter, yes. Walter's man.
Walter, congrats. Let's clap.
Congrats, dog. Man. I'm so proud of you. Man.
Why are you clapping it up for me, bro?
Because he's your idol.
Yeah,
he's
Playboy your idol. Cardi went number one on the charts. Idol. Playboy Cardi went number one on the charts. So Walter can talk his shit.
Yeah, don't talk your shit.
Talk your shit, please.
Before we dive into this.
Shit.
Did you hear that Iggy went on IG Live and talked about how Playboy has been acting the past couple months?
No, I didn't see. I saw that she went on live, but yeah. I don't know what she said. What'd she say?
Backstory.
Very intrigued.
I was tuned the fuck in.
Oh, yeah. I was tuned into the whole like baby mama drama shit. That shit's funny to me because I might go through it one day.
Jordan, but you cannot say that. No, you edit that out.
I'm not. I'm just joking.
Fuck.
Everything's a go.
Fuck, but you got two kids, bro.
But it's funny.
Regardless, so they have a house together. From the context of the conversation, somewhere in LA. They were going through a rough patch.
Yeah, while she was pregnant. No. While she was pregnant.
Well, you know, yeah, while she was pregnant, Playboy told the beautiful pregnant white woman that
she is beautiful.
She's fine, dog.
Fine. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna tell you that, bro.
Okay, she right. Whatever. So,
yo, I hate women. She's full of shit.
I'm not a fan of white women, bro.
But she looks so good.
Yeah, she looks fine.
Whatever. Regardless of what it is, they're going through it seems a rough patch.
Yeah.
He instructs her to move out to a Airbnb or an apartment. But she co-owns the house. She puts out half the rent each month. Mortgage is split. He tells her to move out because I'm trying to play the album. It's going to be late. I'm playing music, right?
Yep.
Moves her out.
And moves in who?
What she said. Iggy said it was Brandy.
Brandy?
She said Brandy was the side chick.
Oh my God, I know
she
that.
She came back to the house and she saw Brandy and like she's like, why is Brandy
like
on the
Brandy like Brandy singer Ray J sister?
She said the word Brandy.
Okay.
I don't know. Is she?
I can confirm that it was not Brandy.
I think it was. I think she added the girl. I think it was Brandy.
Okay, she said.
I think the girl's name may have been Brandy.
Okay, I don't know, but she said Brandy's on the couch. But she said that the there was an appointment that he had to come for his son
during her birth.
During the birth.
During the birth of her son, and during whoever's pregnant, not many of y'all though, know that you only have one person that can be in the room with you while you give birth. Because
really?
Of COVID.
Oh.
Right now, people can't really come visit you in the hospital like before, all that crazy shit because of COVID and the hospitals are crazy. So you have to write down one person that can be with you. She wrote down, of course, the baby daddy. What was he doing, Walter?
Allegedly, he was playing a video games with Little Uzi Vert.
He literally flew out of state to go play with Little Uzi.
And Lil Uzi's not on the album, I don't think so.
No, he's not. He's not.
So he got no tracks from it. He just didn't want to play FIFA.
And this was like mad long ago, so this is like one of the first PS5s that are probably out.
Probably.
In the row.
I mean,
so that's probably why he wanted to play it, because it was such an exclusive opportunity.
Still.
Unlike the birth of his first well, I don't know, firstborn, but his son.
Yeah, so that I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that whole drama, then, it was very enticing. It was very intriguing.
Then she comes back to the house and all of her stuff is packed up in one room and he won't give her the key. Like, that shit was very unhealthy, very toxic. And if your woman or partner is pregnant, please, that should be your main priority.
Treat them right.
Treat them right. Love them because their body's going through a crazy change.
Very emotional.
Yeah, I could only imagine.
Especially during the days that they're going to pop.
Very emotional.
Like right now for me.
I could only imagine.
All right. Yeah, so all that good stuff's out the way. Tell me what you feel about your man going number one.
He's not my man. Stop saying that shit, bro. But
you called him an icon.
Yeah,
I didn't.
So that's your man. So talk to me about
how
that you're in your eyes an icon has gone number one. Talk your shit. It's your time, man.
I'm not talking, bro. I already gave you my opinion on the album.
Yeah, but tell me about how you feel.
What was your opinion
on
the album?
It was subpar.
It was dick.
It was subpar. The first album, the first song on the album, super went. And it declined from there. That's all I'm saying. But just backstory.
It wasn't like a decline. It was like a steep.
Yes. Whole lot of red debuts at number one
on the
top 10 billboards and sells 100,000 units, which is pretty damn impressive.
And honestly, for now, it's pretty impressive.
No, it is. And that's...
But
it's obviously going to decline in the following weeks. Exactly. But that is a example of... him being an icon because the album is dick.
The
album is bad and it still did numbers because people tuned into him because...
I wouldn't say icon, I say anticipation because everybody... Playboi Carti has put out some great music in the past.
Okay.
Maybe not so, like, now. But in the past, so they're expecting a certain...
There are a bunch of rappers... Sorry to cut you off. There are a bunch of rappers who have put out better music technically... sonically, in every facet of the word, and they didn't come close to 100,000 units.
You're right.
He is not that good of a rapper. He makes subpar music. He just is a icon. That's simply what it is.
Two songs.
So this is my question.
They're saying there are way better rappers who haven't even... Who have not even come close to 100,000 units.
This is my question.
You're right.
So I know we kind of talked about this.
He has a cult following.
Of course. Yeah, Playboi Carti clearly has a cult following. You said something to me 3 weeks, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, whatever.
Yes.
You said to me, Kid Cudi's number one. So do you feel like your opinion is not the majority now? What you said to me word for word.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, I said that.
And then I said, Kid Cudi is somebody that John doesn't preference because.
But he makes good music, correct.
And I said, I think Kid Cudi does make good music. It's just not, that's not my everyday music. That's not who I'm tuned into.
But Cudi is an icon as well. But keep going.
Cudi changed music. Cudi is a staple in music. I don't think Playboi Carti is an icon in music. That's where we...
In music. In society. Culture. Not music.
So what... My question is, what culture has Playboi Carti fostered?
SoundCloud culture, bro.
Because I can see that Kid Cudi also fostered a culture of people in music. Kid Cudi's the reason Travis Scott's here. Kid Cudi's partially the reason Drake's here. Kid Cudi's whether he sells or not, you can see Kid Cudi's influences in all these arts. Playboi Carti's influences where?
In the mosh pits.
But who?
SoundCloud.
Who are the... I don't want to hear... A genre of music that doesn't exist anymore because SoundCloud music is almost extinct. I want you to tell me about who.
Who? Mainstream?
No. Who? In general. Give me a name.
There are a bunch of mumble rappers.
Name one.
He literally is the most notorious mumble rapper.
Okay, so who has he influenced? I'm just asking a question of who? Who? One person.
There's Smoke Perp. There's fucking Uno Activist. There's
Trippie Redd.
Trippie Redd.
So Trippie Redd is a descendant of Playboi Carti.
He is like the godfather of SoundCloud rap. And he...
Is SoundCloud rap a sound?
Yes.
Oh.
It's an era.
Yeah, it's an era.
SoundCloud rap...
It was an era.
It's an era of music as opposed to it being a sound. Because I'm speaking on Kid Cudi literally changing a sound of music.
Yes.
I don't think you can put Kid Cudi and Playboi Carti in the same category.
Call both the niggas icons.
But Kid Cudi is actually an icon.
Playboi's a fake icon?
Kid Cudi's a legend.
Kid Cudi's a legend. That's why I can say...
I don't know.
That's why I can say I don't like the album, but it's not... But I know it's good music. That's where I can differentiate. Me, I can listen to whatever...
Yes.
Whatever homie's saying and be like, this is bad music.
And I guess people have not caught on, or but I was slightly trolling when I call him an icon. But the fact that his influence and clout is there, and there is a era of music, like, and you're right, the SoundCloud era is pretty much dead at this point. That's why his numbers
still came out of that era.
Yeah, people came out of that era. You feel me?
Like who?
I just, the Lil Pump, the Smoke Perps.
Lil Pump came, you think Lil Pump came out of that era, like, what, successful?
Of this, bro, he made millions of dollars. He's probably made more money than all of our families combined. One dumbass little nigga.
Once again,
success.
Once
bro.
Again, I know that, oh, I mean, okay, like I said, we measure success.
Longevity and success are different.
Yeah, but
once listen,
like he was not rapping for longevity. He was getting a check.
Like I've said to y'all on hundreds of occasions, whether it be in private or in public, your definition of what a life of success is and mine is different.
Feeding your family and providing and taking them out a bad situation, buying your mom a house, buying your sister.
What do you know,
is success for me, bro.
Fam, cut it out. What do you know about Lil Pump? You know that Lil Pump's mom was in poverty? You know him?
Bro, still. Even if she,
so don't
you know, even if she, come on,
put,
stop.
Do not,
even
put,
if she grew up in, not put, even if she grew up in Berkeley not, Hills, you not, can buy your mom a house and a
not,
car. That's
not
success, bro.
Put the white man's success on black plight.
First of all,
he's
Spanish.
He's what?
He's Spanish. Bro.
Lil Pump is a white man.
No, he's not,
bro.
Bro, I tell you right now, bro. What are you talking
Lil
about?
Lil Pump. So Lil Pump is a black man?
No, he is he's a Latino man.
So Lil Pump goes through the same shit you go through.
I didn't. But what? He's a minority, bro. What are you talking about?
So all minorities go through the same shit?
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm telling you he's not
what
white.
I'm saying his name is Gazzy Garcia.
Yeah, he's a Latino man, bro.
So he's going through the same shit we're going through.
No, I don't know what he's going through,
Latinos
bro.
Latinos don't always go through what we go through now.
Lil Pump went on the
he's
podium.
He's an idiot, bro, but
he went on the he went on the podium and endorsed a man that has done
obviously.
Nothing but no, it's not obvious because
yes,
now
it's obvious.
now you're over here telling us that, well, you do the no, my nigga, a nigga that's never gone through the same shit I've gone through. You're not about to tell me that because he did this for his mom, because he's had different privileges than I have.
But John, he can still be successful.
Yeah.
By buying his mom a house.
Yeah. No. I'm never deterring somebody that says they bought their mom anything. But what's not about to happen is any nigga that gets $1 million, because you getting your $1 million one way, mine getting mine another way, there are different measures to success.
Exactly.
Okay, but if both of our goals are to get $1 million,
my mom,
we were
my
successful
mom's,
in that.
If my mom gets her million off Dirty Money, mom's going to tell me I'm good.
We're talking about rappers, SoundCloud rappers.
So if my mom sees
Gucci Gang made a certain amount,
if my
and he got money from
if
that.
My mom feels that I did something to exploit my people to get a million, you know what my mom's gonna say? Son, I hear you, but this is not how I wanted. You didn't need to do this to get me this house. Mama's not gonna accept everything.
That's your mom though. You can't put that on his mom.
I don't put my morals on anybody.
Yeah,
but a nigga telling me yo, well. Success is just him. Listen, I hear you, but you got your success one way. 6ix9ine got his success one way too.
He did, and at a point he was super successful. Yeah, and he exploited people to do it. But
he sent people to prison.
He sent people to prison, and he's reaping the consequences for everything he's done.
Is he? He's walking around here the same way. But I'm not comparing these niggas. But what I'm saying is, listen, I get your point. I guess we may see it a little bit different, but there's no way. There's no wrong or right. But you telling me a nigga that's don't go through the same shit I go through every day, like, yeah, he was able to do this, this, and this, so I guess it's cool. I'm good. Because at the end of the day, I don't need to do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Knowing you, I don't think you would do that.
Yeah,
but.
And first of all, we don't know what he went through before he was.
Fam, cool. I hear you. I hear you.
You don't think that some Latino people go through the same discrimination as us?
I'm talking about if you're a Latino person that's gone through the struggles and trifes that black people have gone through, you're not going to endorse MAGA.
People sell souls all the time.
So if you mean to tell me a nigga that sold his soul for some money, because we know he didn't do that shit for free, which is part of him probably what? Giving it. Maybe he gave that MAGA money, half of it to his mom.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that does that make it different? Like, I'm confused. So he gets that. He's a Latino man who got some money from... Yeah. No, what Lil Wayne said, he got offered... Was it Lil Wayne? 50 said he got offered...
50 said it.
50 said he got offered some bread from Trump.
Yeah.
So if Lil Pump took the money he got from Trump, gave it to his mom, it's cool?
If your family need the money and you do...
I didn't ask, bro. We're talking about that specific situation.
Yes, I'm saying if his people needed the money for something serious and he did that, that's on him. I mean... Would I do it? No, but Is he feeding his family with it? Like, if he took that money and went to buy another chain, that's a completely different story. If he
believes in MAGA, that's his belief.
It's his belief.
I can sit here and say, yo, your beliefs are shit.
Yeah,
but these are his beliefs, and he truly believes them. So he's not going
to... Oh, you think Lil Pump truly believes that? Or he's doing it for a dollar?
I think he's really MAGA. I personally think he's
yeah.
So you niggas both think that he did that out of the goodness, like out of his heart.
No,
he felt that.
He definitely got paid for it.
You think he wakes up in the morning saying, "Yeah, Donald Trump." That's how y'all feel.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, God bless.
You just think he did it for the money?
Yes.
No, I've spoken to at least I would say about six very affluent African American males. Who in my face, I mean, obviously in the privacy of our company said, bro, I've made more money under Trump than Barack Obama. And if he was up for a vote again, I would vote for Trump because I made more money under him than Obama. Okay. People care about money at the end of the day. That's how people fathom things. That's how people make sense of things.
But people that put money over everything, please stay the fuck away from me.
I understand that.
And that's a fact, yeah.
Please stay the fuck away from me. And if you are a friend of mine that does do that, stay the fuck away from me too. Because money doesn't move the needle for me.
Correct. But I'm saying that does not mean that it does not move it for a little pump. But either way, that was a discussion. There was... Kid Cudi is an actual icon. I mean,
I'm not talking about Lil Cardi anymore.
And that's where it came from.
I'm cool. Like, I hear y'all, but to play Lil Cardi... This is a music segment. I hate Playboi Carti's album. I don't know if you niggas listen to it.
No, it's not good.
Yeah, it sucks. Like, at the end of the day, the music sucks. Like, I think that's what it is, bottom line. And he sold 150,000 units. He can celebrate it. All his fans can celebrate it.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. But a hundred times I've sat here and be like, yo, bro, we pick and choose who we think these number ones count for. Because when number one went number one, none of us came here and gave a fuck about it.
That's a fact.
So we got to stop. Like, we pick and choose.
I mean, but we understood why he went number one because he has such following. A following.
Yeah, yeah. So
Big Boy has this.
Eminem
following.
Is an icon.
Yeah.
Eminem is one of the greatest.
If you can put out a bad album and.
It's telling what your second week does.
Yeah. That's second week is the big
niggas
story.
Are not, no niggas are like, oh, I got to go back and listen to it. Like,
And it's one thing about going number one with a single because with the right backing, the right timing, and the right story, that can work. Going number one with an album is a whole nother story. But number two, week two is all telling. Yeah, and do I think he'll be number one next week? Hell no.
I'm gonna tell you niggas that come on this podcast.
Who else is dropping around now?
Listen, nobody's really dropping right now.
Probably not, but still. Drake's dropping soon. That's what the streets are saying.
Drake's been
dropping soon for the last 2 months.
Fair. The right now
I heard that he had a little knee sprain or something like that. Nigga,
why what?
There's no shows. Nigga, like, who cares? Drop the album. But that's
anyway. For a nigga that says I want to drop album every 3 years, I feel like right now this is the time where we're gonna get all the heavyweights: Cole, Drake, Kendrick. Because it's Q1. It's January.
Cole did tease something.
I don't give a fuck about Cole writing on a piece of paper and telling me what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, wasn't it just like a picture of him in the air?
It was a picture of like what they it might be. I hate shit like that. So
I like that. Cole mysterious.
Did some stupid shit like that.
It's not stupid. It's mysterious.
It's fucking stupid. I also,
it's not stupid. It's mysterious.
We and Walter were having this conversation because you know Walter came on here and said Drake drops too much.
What?
You did it?
What?
Please explain it.
No. What I did not say. What I have said numerous times is that Future drops too much, but that's another. That's another story.
Last week you said Drake's music isn't good because he puts the music out too soon. That's what you said.
Not too soon, but
so what? So, what, this, so my bad. Fix your verbiage.
Yeah, no. It's first. It's like Future's albums aren't bad, but. Do you know how, even in the case here, Playboi held out for 2.5 years?
Mm-hmm. It sucks.
And
this movie,
it sucks, but it did numbers because you make fans beg for it. It's like having a woman, making her work for it sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Like, she'll want it more. If you always just, every time she hits your line, oh, babe, you around? Yeah, babe, pull up. Like,
well, my question is, I'm talking about the music.
It's what I'm saying. And holding out sometimes makes people appreciate it more.
And I hear you.
It's Drake's been feeding the streets. Greater.
Yeah, Drake feeds the streets and I even hit John. Like, we come back from DC. I was like, oh, wow. I see what you mean saying that feeding the streets is a talent in itself, and it's a skill in itself, and a lane in itself, and he does that. But there's a reason why the greats like Kendrick and Cole,
and that's
they hold out for
and
so
that's
long.
That's what I was trying to get to. So when you wait 3 years and put out an album that's subpar, what do you say to those people?
But subpar to who?
To the general masses. When people, the general masses has an opinion. Correct. So that's what keeps things checked and balanced. Playboi Carti can sell 150, and 17 credited hip hop people can say this album is really bad.
Yeah,
that's what.
And now all those people that were waiting in anticipation,
it's like, okay, now I know this album is really bad. Because Playboi Carti could have had 150,000 units sold from all white kids that aren't of this culture or of hip-hop. So,
unfortunately, but those people are who spend money in hip-hop.
Once again, like I said, I'm not sulking. My goal isn't always the money. My goal isn't always the dollar bill. My question is the people that are critiquing and appreciate hip-hop. Once again, okay, that's always what I'm talking about. I'm never talking about the money is something that comes and goes. So I don't, my needle doesn't move for a dollar.
Okay.
So like I said, it's a matter of, my question is when those people come out and give us albums that are like, eh, mm-hmm, and they held out 3 years, why aren't they critiqued the way Drake is critiqued?
Because people are just grateful for new music.
Wait, I'm confused. So,
I think Playboi Carti being was critiqued for how bad his shit was.
Fuck Playboi Carti. Let's say J. Cole, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
What's the 4 Your Eyes Only? That's when he was folding clothes and shit, uh-huh, with his girl. That album, right?
Yes.
Sold great, number one. Uh-huh. Like all J. Cole albums go. Mm-hmm. But general consensus was like, eh, we're kind of good.
Yeah.
It took two and a half to three years for this to come out.
But it still wasn't bad.
No, you know? It's not bad. I'm not saying that. Because,
yeah, but it was just meh.
I also feel like Drake doesn't put out horrible albums.
Yeah. No, never.
He doesn't put
never.
Out... So,
nothing's ever bad. So when just something people, is great and
so,
something's okay.
Right. So the way people critique Drake, why isn't Cole on some... you know, why isn't it the same feeling? Especially when Drake's putting out in a shorter period of time.
Because when it comes to music, bro... Holding out after a certain point, it adds value to your music.
But what if it's bad anyway?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter?
No, it matters, but...
It only matters after the fact, but then you're...
Regardless, holding out after a certain... Once you're an A-list rapper, holding out only helps your music.
So you think the longer the music sits there, it's better?
No, that's... No, the quality of the music may be the exact same, but people's perception of it.
I don't think he just has an album waiting from like last year. I think they constantly go back and change
things. Yeah, they do.
So it's not the same song. Like, I don't think the album that Drake has had probably waiting for us has probably been changed like 30 times.
I understand. Yeah. I understand that, but that's every piece of music. You constantly make adjustments.
Yeah.
I'm speaking on what you said in terms of like, yo, because Drake puts music out so much, he needs to take more time in between projects. Like you said, things change all the time. So I don't know. I didn't know the difference when you were saying that either. But if Cole takes 3 years, and we had an album that was like, eh. And like I said, KOD is also an album that, as much as I like it, I don't think it's revered. Let's tell the truth.
Right,
like, is KOD spoken by revered? So why isn't that? It's like, niggas can go on and say.
I keep telling you why.
No, I'm talking about you, not you.
No, I'm saying like
you.
When you hold
critique,
out,
you can no. You'll critique Drake. Fuck people's. I'm talking about you. Come here and you critique music, right?
Yes.
You critique Drake and say I don't like this because it could have been a lot better and all this other stuff. Yeah. Okay, we got KOD. I like KOD, of course. I've mm-hmm. said it. I love Cole.
Mm-hmm.
But general person was like, okay, cool.
Okay,
whatever.
It's also
Drake is getting the brunt of the critique because he's giving us more music because he's like, I'm gonna put myself out there more.
Yeah,
that's how I feel.
Exactly. But you just said it right there. You sometimes don't just when you're talking about a person's music, you're not just talking about their music, you're talking about that person. You're talking about how they come off in the public eye. The difference between the way that J. Cole is taken and talked about and as a just a person
it's because you're on bikes and shit.
It's shit like that, though.
I fucking hate you, loser ass.
It really is, though. Because the way he's perceived as a person, he will get a little bit more lean than Drake is. Because people hate Niggas
hate the top dog. That's what I wanted to hear. It's, niggas hate the nigga on top. Anytime you're the nigga on top, exactly. These niggas hate.
Sometimes it doesn't have to do anything with the music.
And, bro, that's exactly what... Niggas hate the nigga... They always shoot at the nigga that's on top.
That's part of it, but also...
That's what it is. Cole put out KOD. We don't give a fuck about that album. Niggas never play that. I never heard you niggas ever say shit about that album, but you niggas come here and tell me Dark Lane Demote sucks all the fucking
time.
You
asked me a question.
Cut the fuck out.
No, you asked me a question. What's the difference? And the difference is the more you put yourself out there, the more you're open to criticism. If you post content every day, there's more... The more visibility you have in society and social media, the more opportunities you give someone to critique you. If you come on social media for 3 months in a marketing rollout, drop your album, and then disappear, there's much less to critique about yourself, your brand, how you speak, your music, what you drive. But if you're always in people's faces, like, yes.
So they talk about you more.
You're the top dog. But yeah, in this culture, we are conditioned to chop people down. And J. Cole does it best. He drops an album 3 years. He's around for 4 months before that. And then he's gone. So there's much less.
So it's never about the music. It's about how I put the music out.
It's about you as a person.
I mean, it goes hand in hand, yes. When you put out music once every 2 or 3 years, people look at, look at Kendrick. He's not dropped an album in almost 4 years now.
Kendrick hasn't said shit.
He don't say shit.
In mad long.
He don't go on social media. And you don't see him.
And you niggas are clamoring for this one, huh?
I'm excited.
People will always be excited for new music because of how long he holds out.
And we know, at him as a person, he has a message behind his music. And so right now, there's a big message right now. Damn, huh? And he ain't saying shit.
Nah, and y'all love the damn, huh?
It's a great album.
Okay.
Am I playing it every day? No, but there are many great albums I don't play every day.
I think Damn's a classic. Because I don't think Kendrick has put out a bad album ever.
He can't put out a bad album. He's an amazing musician, bro.
Rihanna carries him, whatever.
I don't know. My queen does it. But, listen, I was just curious. And I'm more enlightened as to how you guys view music. Me, I'm here.
Perception is everything.
Sure.
Not just the music, but the person.
The music, both. For me, it's just, how does this sound? How do I feel about the music? And that's just how I deal with it. Me, as much as I love J. Cole, if I hear some shit, I'm like,
I feel you.
Like, I'm not going to pretend like I listen to KOD that often. But I'll tell you this much. I do go back to some of these Drake Quarantine records and like, God damn.
I go back to...
Thank you.
I Hate Sleeping Alone a lot.
That
shit's amazing.
But like, great song. But like I said, Forest Hills Drive, something I go back to often. Friday Night Lights. But I'm not about to sit here and act like Drake's Quarantine projects or whatever he's given us during quarantine has not been extremely helpful and impactful. Because he gave it to us whenever he gave it to us. Because we needed it. Mm-hmm. Thank you for taking the lead and giving us something we want to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just where I'm at.
Whose music is more impactful, Drake's or J. Cole's?
Come on, stop it. I love J. Cole.
But that's also a reason. I'm with you, dog. Don't tell me to stop it. Because his music is so much more impactful, you go back to it so much more that... You're just so much more familiar with him, you know, and the whole catalog. Like, lucky J. Cole, I love him. I think he's a great rapper. I'm not going back.
Don't say it.
Jesus, Jordan.
I'm not going back a lot. I don't go back a lot. If it come on shuffle, I'm playing that shit. That shit fire.
That's unbelievable. Come on.
That shit fire. That's fire. But I'm not literally going to my phone, okay, let me go to that album right now. Let me listen to it again. You know, that's just not me. But I do that for Drake sometimes. You know, that might just be me.
No,
I feel like there's a majority of people. It's a lot of people. So his music.
Drake creates moments.
Drake creates moments in your life. I know first time I heard this song, that song, that song.
Even during.
I know the shit it put me through. I know the pants it got me in.
Bro, even during quarantine, Sosa, Favi, like that shit plays, like that just reminds me of the times we was locked up and we had to do backyard shit all the time. Sosa, Favi, looking like Katie and Kyrie. Like, those times, that's a moment in music.
Yeah, yeah.
My TD Bank is on what? Like, that shit is, like, niggas don't appreciate. Like, yo, bro, that's a moment in music. That's all, man. Listen, Shout out to Drake.
Though. I mean,
and we're getting it soon.
Yeah, J. Cole has those moments too, though. You can't just
recently. I love J. Cole, but recently, I got to preface that because I love J. Cole, but recently,
I'd say
what was J. Cole's last moment?
J. Cole's last moment. Oh, shit. I'm not even a big J. Cole fan, but I'm sure a J. Cole fan could get on here and tell you. It's probably during the...
Kojo, let us know.
It's probably during the year of he put out all those features. There's definitely a moment in there.
The year he put all the features? What year was that?
2019.
Nah, Cole ain't had no features, bro.
2020. Whenever the fucking... When was his feature year, dog?
You talking about when he had the joint album?
No. The feature year. Like
when he went on a rampage. Yes. It was 2019.
When he was giving people features.
Yeah, mad features.
Pretty
everybody.
Little Fears was a moment.
Feature, no. That was his... That was a moment where the entire year, he wild the fuck out.
Yeah, that was wild the fuck out. Moment.
Everybody shit.
That
was a moment he created. But that was a moment he created when he was putting out music. Constantly, not when he did an album once every 3 years.
I mean, so. I know, but here we
are.
That's
what I'm saying.
Here we are.
Either way, he had his moment.
he had his moment.
And I'm glad we got it.
I hear you. Well, I mean, shout out to Drake because I just want to reiterate our appreciation that Drake has given us music during times we needed it.
Probably not definitely. He's the king of that, honestly.
And sure, Kendrick, I'm sure you'll come out whenever you feel like it. And
that he is pissing me off, low-key.
I don't care. I mean, like I said, I've come to appreciate niggas that are going to give us what we need when we need it. So
no, we need it. It's new year. We had a rough one.
Niggas said it's new strain of COVID. We might not be.
Yeah, we had a rough one.
So you niggas going to hold out till
the White House is under siege. We need it.
I'm about to wait for so you can tour. I'm good, bro.
Come on. I need
it. Keep it. Kiss my ass. I'm going to get certified lover boy. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to get certified
lover boy. Drake got his hair perm.
He has hair permed?
I'm not going to slander Drake, so I'm nothing.
No. Why that happened?
I have nothing to say.
He had
sports. Justin Bieber cut. The Knicks are 5-3.
Now, look.
We got new Doja Cat featuring Sweetie.
Come that on, record dog. Is fire. That's me.
Shout out to Sweetie.
It's been like 2 years.
Yo, how did Doja Cat come back? How did she come back?
Because cancer culture not real, bro.
And she looks great.
How did she...
She looks mad good.
Yeah, white racist in those chat rooms thought so too.
Nobody turned my vocals up. She looks so good. And that record is hard.
How did she come back?
Because the record is hard. That record is it.
I feel like the black media really pushed her to come back. I don't know who is behind it.
And that record is great.
Fuck her. Whatever.
I mean, hey now.
Saweetie
and Doja Cat. I mean, Saweetie and Doja Cat. What else? Nothing is coming out. Nothing ever came out.
It's January. Nobody. I don't think anybody really puts a lot of.
It's Q1, so we're gonna start to see a lot of albums come out. Well, usually we would, but coronavirus and people want to tour. So
they have fucking Sweetie and Joey. I guess
Joey Badass was always on it, but Sweetie was on Grownish. Shout out to
season 3, episode 9.
Yeah, shout out to her, bro.
Yeah, I put my.
We will always support you.
Never mind. Same.
Saweetie makes amazing music and.
What?
She looks great.
Wait, what? Why do we gotta go there? Why do we gotta lie? I'm tired of us lying on black people. If it's bad, it's bad.
You niggas told me Lil Pump went through the same plight as I have, so
I hear you. No one said that.
I don't care. I'm gonna paint the narrative. I don't give a fuck what you niggas said.
I'm sure he knew his dad.
See, this is the problem with you Latino niggas. You niggas think that shit is funny. You 6ix9ine and Pump. All right?
That was a good one.
Listen. Basketball, because we don't obviously... Well, we don't cover football here.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
The Knicks are 5-3. Walter's excited. I'm a Laker fan, so I don't give a fuck.
I'm ecstatic.
So are you making the playoffs?
Y'all making the playoffs?
Yeah, bro. Led by Obi Toppin.
He hasn't played in 3 games.
I don't care.
Yeah, he doesn't...
He's a locker room presence, bro. You don't understand, bro.
He just got there. He doesn't even know what...
He the type of nigga to punch you in the face for missing a layup in practice.
Kevin Knox? What happened to him, dog?
He's too light-skinned, bro.
That was like your go-to.
He
was definitely your go-to.
No, we should never, never draft anyone who's more light-skinned than Jordan. That's my rule.
Shout out to Julius Randle's having a great year.
You know why? Because he's a dark-skinned-ass nigga, bro.
And y'all wanted to get rid of him.
All I'm saying is if you
that rookie Emmanuel Quickly, he's good, man.
Buckets. Shot.
RJ is doing numbers though.
Buckets, bro. We 5-3, bro.
Yeah, they I know your Knicks fans.
How long do you think this will last though?
The entire season, bro. All right,
whatever, man.
So you think your
dogs
go like, and record
dogs
and record still positive?
Yes, bro. And over 500, and I put 500 on that.
Oh, God bless. Okay.
Yeah, right. Someone's taking
I'll take. I'll take it.
Obi Deppin, bro. We
you
good,
guys
bro.
Make, you guys say you're gonna make the playoffs? We can shake on it. 500. You gonna make the playoffs?
Obi Deppin.
I take the 500.
I'll take the 500.
Yeah, we got.
I take the 500 easy.
You can shake.
Bradley Beal dropping 60 and still losing.
Yeah, I mean the Wizards got to figure it out. That's it.
Steph Curry dropping the career high.
Oh yeah, Steph, Draymond coming back.
He
bro.
Whooped Damian's ass.
Okay, but he did.
Yeah, I mean, but
they're guarding
point guard battle. You're still taking Steph over Damian.
Nah, you're stupid.
I would
see what's going on here.
I
you're
would.
Stupid.
I am.
I am.
Okay. I am. Steph just gave him 62.
Okay.
No one could ever score 62 on me in my entire life, except Steph.
All right.
Yeah, easily Steph.
Exactly.
All I'm saying is.
Yo,
I'm going
if a
Damian.
Nigga scores 62, there's nothing you can say.
That's one game. I'm going Damian.
How many games you need for 60 yeah, points?
Every okay,
a
why
series.
Are you going Damian? Because his clutch factor? Because Steph has that too.
No. Steph don't play no defense, bro.
Damian, obviously, Damian didn't
no rings,
either.
Bro. Damian don't win no championships.
He, not
playoff,
yet.
Or playoff games.
Or playoff games.
Not yet.
Not many series.
All right.
Yo, Damian has yo. This is the problem. Damian Lillard hits a game-winning shot in one series, then gets his ass whooped the next series, and we all just ignore
always
the second part.
Everybody,
we ignore the second part.
He got his ass.
He violates
whooped.
Paul George next series. He gets his ass whooped.
Ass
he who he violated in the bubble.
That
everybody.
No, he lost the next round. So he
lost to the Lakers.
Yeah, to the nigga.
Yeah, but
the
who he was
who
violating
beat
the
Lakers last season.
He was violating the team before. God, we don't know Shonis.
I don't know nothing, dogs.
But he was violating whoever he was playing in that first round, killing them. Gets the Lakers, shit show.
Because it's the fucking Lakers, bro. It's LeBron.
This is not the first time it's happened, though.
But he's not getting past LeBron James, bro. Never.
The year before that is the same story.
He's not getting past LeBron, bro.
Yo, you niggas lynch on the same shit. The fuck is it? The year before, Damian Lillard, after he beat the Thunder got his ass whooped.
He definitely did.
No. He went.
No, he was eating. Who was he eating?
But then he went to Western Conference Finals. Got his ass whooped. I'm sorry.
Okay. Regardless.
Shout out to Steph.
Fair. He's been playing well.
35.7 points per game, 6 rebounds, 7 assists.
Didn't a coach and a couple players come down with
he
COVID?
He played the Lakers first round, but he was playing Ja. He was playing the Grizzlies. That's what it was.
Oh, of course he was, yes.
That's what it was.
He was whooping the Grizzlies' ass.
Yeah, yes. He was whooping the Grizzlies' ass. And then CJ McCollum looked good.
And the Lakers came and was like, yeah, cut it out, my nigga.
Yes.
But yes, you were saying a player and a coach, Walter?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what team it was, but that's just scary.
Wait, what happened? What are you talking about?
Didn't a coach in the NBA come down with COVID?
Oh, all them niggas got that shit. No, I have no idea. I'm joking.
The NBA just released that four players out of 498 or something
have COVID. Yeah.
But if four have it, that means more have it.
Who's someone sitting out that's big right now?
Kevin Durant
sitting
as COVID.
Kevin. Well,
he's possibly. It's like
he was
procedures.
Around.
Kevin Durant
precautions.
That nigga
he's had COVID already, so I think he's been around.
He the type of nigga to get COVID, bro.
And that nigga definitely because
he don't brush his hair.
He doesn't brush his hair, bro.
That's crazy.
Any nigga who don't brush his hair every day.
But,
Has a high chance of getting COVID.
But Kyrie also decided. They say he's sitting out for personal reasons. So I don't know what that means.
He just don't want to play without KD.
Kyrie's playing so well. I'm not gonna take him back.
Like,
he's playing so well. Like, He's.
I mean, it's mad early, and everybody's like, "Oh, Kyrie might get MVP." I'm like,
he's been wowing. He beat the Jazz by himself the other night.
He did.
By himself. But yeah, that's that.
And that's a really scary dog.
I'm a Laker fan, so not for me.
Then
that's what y'all.
No, they're still scary. They're scary to them.
They can beat the Lakers.
They can beat the Lakers.
I don't sleep with that issue.
LeBron James is
Laker Nation.
Whatever.
I don't care if it's LeBron or not. It's Laker Nation.
All right.
Us Laker fans don't sleep bad. Fuck you.
I mean, the Nets are coming, dog.
Genie bust, nigga. Watch your mouth.
Genie bust.
Watch your mouth, nigga.
Oh my god.
That's all we got, man.
Closing remarks.
Yes. Let's get the fuck out of here. My closing remarks. I don't know if Kojo actually said this himself, but I saw him post it. Everything you want is on the other side of discipline. And that's something that resonates a lot. If you want to do something, it comes from hard work, comes from discipline. But also take your time to breathe. Don't be pressured by what other people are doing to think that you have to be doing the same exact thing. Be safe. Be cool. Thank you guys for listening to episode 87. We'll be back next week, as we are every single Friday. Once again, merchandise, oh, sorry, clothing line available, imaginaryplayers.com. We are the only imaginary players that exist. Anything else is false and fabricated. Imaginaryplayers.com, you can get everything you need. And that's that. Thank you guys for listening every week, and we will be back next week.
Gang, gang.
Yes, sir. Closing remarks. Is when someone shows you their true colors, believe that shit. Yeah, it's a crazy time out here. Be careful on social media. You may not realize it, but seeing all that negativity, although it's sometimes disguised as joked and sometimes it's entertaining, and there's a comedic twist to it. All that shit, your mind is digesting, like all the violence, all the racism, all the prejudice, all the discrimination, that's you're exposing your mind to that. So just in the next couple of days, while what's going on is still very prominent on social media, just be careful of what you digest, be careful of what you ingest, be careful of what you process, because that shit does weigh on you. You may not always feel it in the moment, but it is weighing on you. It is weighing you down. So just be conscious of it. Please take the time to be informed. Stay informed. Don't just see a caption or a headline on social media or even on a news site and take it to be true. Take the extra second. Google it. Research it. Learn it. Mm-hmm. Because it just makes you a better human. Also, I think that this couple of days have showed us that as a young black person, we have to take some interest in politics. We have to find people who are political leaders. We have to either become that or support that, because that is what's going to dictate the future. So that was my takeaway. And again, we appreciate you all for the support, the views, the listens, and most importantly, the merch. Like, that means a lot. Us, meaning John, and just John, has put a lot of time into the merch, and we've
all put. I think he did a great job too.
No, he did a great job. This shit is. I've been wearing it. This is two weeks straight so far.
That's.
I mean, obviously, dirty. I have different colorways. I have different colorways.
Not that many colorways that you have different colorways.
I have different colorways, and I wash it periodically. But either way, it's great merch. Keep supporting. It's very limited supplies. We're not restocking. I don't give a fuck. I don't care if your job. If I don't care if you're Miss Wednesday and you hit me up for John to get the merch, you're not getting
first
it. So
out of styles, clip.
So get it before it's gone.
That's crazy. When we love get you. One.
Size out of stock, bro. I don't play that. My mom been asking for
it. All right, well, Walter damn near said it all.
But yes.
My closing words, I'm going to say what Kyrie said when he was asked why he didn't play. I just didn't want to play. And sometimes, my niggas, you just don't want to play.
You just don't want to play.
You just don't want to play.
And that's okay.
And that is it's completely okay.
Well, not
right?
Actually in the NBA because you have a contract. But in life.
And like. Sometimes you just don't want to play, yeah. So don't play, all right?
If you don't just want...
And if she doesn't respect that, she's not the one.
Okay. Oh, wow. Hey, I didn't... Never mind. I should have shut up. I did not see that. If you don't want to play, that's fine.
So, that's it, dogs. Wow.
That's how I feel. Yes, listen, so thank you guys. Hope you guys had a good New Year. This is our first episode of New Year, episode 87. And now, I guess we're on a countdown to 100, so... See you guys next week. We'll be back and don't let you guys know.